Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies, ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen, Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500, Butch Queen Vogue Set, Mini Grand Prize, $500, Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250, Butch Queen Segment, one trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye, male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300, and 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there! The Cleveland Hearts Birthday Ball 2, February 18th, 2012, 54 Land Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio. 44509. Commentators for the evening, Legendary Kevin JC Prodigy and Lesuade Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10 o'clock. Legend Satan for Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. The ball will end at 5 a.m. Cash categories, grand prize, open to all Vogue performance, $1,000. Bring a gift for $10 pop. Other categories include Open to All Runway, $250. Femme Queen Realness, $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness, The Transformation, $100. Open to All Vogue Realness, four trophies, one cash award, $100. Open to All Sex Sightings, four trophies, one cash award, $100. Third Virgin Vogue, $50. The Cleveland Hearts Birthday Ball 2, February 18th, 2012, 54 Laird Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio. See you there. T2C, Center to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball, Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway. $500 open to all realness. $500 open to all best dress. $1,000 open to all fake. Car. You understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. B2T, Tech to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Ballroom Throwback presents What It 2012. The first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Seven Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot, Witch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Want It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Miss Kelly, can I have the legendary Elmore mother to talk to the floor? Kelly? Everlasting. Walk the runway. Everlasting. Anti-realness bitch. Everlasting. Performance diva.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one station where you can get all information ballroom and get all ballroom tea, honey. We are here tonight and we are definitely going to be recapping all the balls that happen from state to state. We're definitely going to be recapping all the fights that happen from state to state. I am your girlfriend. Text your girlfriend. Let them know that we are definitely live in effect, and we are on the air, honey. We're going to give y'all all the tea, all the madness, all the shade. We're going to give it to y'all all, honey. We're going to recap all the new legends that was deemed this weekend and over the past week since we got off the radio show. We're going to talk about all of that, honey, and we're going to give it to y'all here live. Girls have been hitting me up, and girls have been reading. Girls have been sending IMs and all types of things about girls that has been leaving legends, the fights that happened, who got knocked out, who didn't get knocked out, who left out with a black eye, baby. It, baby, when I tell you, it has been balls this weekend in South Carolina, North Carolina, Philadelphia, Detroit. It has been balls across the motherfucking country here tonight. Honey, we're going to get to the shade. We're going to get to the drama. We're going to get to all of that here tonight live on the show, baby, honey. I'm waiting for the legendary, iconic father, Rodney Prodigy, to call in, my co-host. I'm waiting for the legendary Mother Divine Chanel to call in, my other co-host, honey. And hopefully, maybe we can definitely get a cameo from the legendary East Coast Mother herself, Nicole Kahn, to definitely call in here tonight, honey, and give us a cameo here tonight. But we're going to get to all the madness. I don't even know where to start at, Miss Thing. If you're on the phone lines and you definitely was at any one of these balls, and you want to pick the tee out there before we start recapping, feel free to definitely press 1 and come up on the line and give us the motherfucking tee. I'm also waiting for my Benji Kong girlfriend to hit me up on Facebook, Miss London and tell me that she's on the phone line so we can bring her on. Also, honey, you know our other co-host, Miss London, Miss Fabulous London herself, honey, you know the shit starter, honey. Don't forget, on the 22nd of this month, it is going to be our 3-year anniversary show, honey. It's going to be live. It's going to be in full effect, honey. Hopefully, we are having Nicole back for the anniversary show. I'll be on the line. London will be on the line. I hear that it's in the. I hear that our production crew is definitely working on getting Tom and the legendary Miss Rhonda Jenkins on the line for us. Our anniversary show, so it should be interesting, girls. Without any further ado, I'd like to welcome to the line the legendary mother herself, Divine Chanel.
What up?
Nothing, honey, in full effect, honey. I want some of these girls to call in and talk about all the tea that happened all this weekend and stuff, honey. I don't just want us to talk. I want to get the feedback from the audience members and everybody in the audience to let us know exactly, you know, how they feel about everything that went on this weekend, honey.
I'm still rehydrating from that damn fucking hall.
It was
so hot here. I felt like I
melted away. Yes, but you know what I want to talk about? Let me start the motherfucking madness, honey. Hold on. We have the legendary co-host is here.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father prodigy.
Switchboard, Divine, you need to give me a song that you would like for your intro, so we could definitely get your intro made.
I like Vixen. I'm going to send it to you in the email. It's called Vixen Feel It Fly. I like it. I want this particular part. It's real cute. It ain't tricking. If you got it, put the pussy on until we pop it out of wallet. Got me looking flawless. Julie Rice swagger tight. Check out my statistics. It gives me all this money because my pussy is delicious. The nigga might be down at the pound. I need that. Yes,
Switchboard. Did you hear that? Switchboard, can you please get that for Divine? Because we need to get Divine an intro up in here, honey.
I need some ghetto girls for the entrance. I love them. My little
yes.
ratchets.
Yes, honey. Nothing much. Just sitting up here just chilling, honey. You know, it's been total mayhem. It's been total mayhem. I don't got so many.
And I'm only going to reveal myself in my little chat room, which is London's tea party, okay? So be ready.
I know that's right, honey. Baby, it was definitely a mess, honey. We gotta hold off on recapping Philly. We gotta leave Philly for last, honey. I want to start with the madness, you know, because, you know, that's just how I am. I'm a shit-starter bitch, so I like to start with the madness. I want to start with First Fridays in South Carolina, honey. With all the madness with Lawrence Chanel, the Revlon, the house we can't mention, and all the fighting and everything. I don't have so many different stories about this situation. And my source, okay, I'm not going to tell my source unless my source texts my phone and say I can tell my source. But I have a reliable source that I listen to 150% of everything that my source tells me with this source. Because, you know, some things I just say and I don't give a fuck. But this source was 150% sure that Ms. Lawrence got knocked out at the ball on Saturday. I mean, yeah, on Friday, at the ball on Friday, that Ms. Lawrence got knocked out by this chow. And my source has never steered me wrong. I'm not going to tell you how my source is, but my source was at the function. And then they said that Lawrence and his boyfriend jumped the child afterwards and all the madness and everything. And then I also heard, I was just gagging, that Father Santino, Revlon, when he was fighting, that child is just so pretty and just so sexy. Her body is just so chiseled. I was gagging that he was out there fighting and all types of madness and things, honey. But I don't know. Maybe those girls from that area will call in and they'll give us the full beat on exactly what happened. So, South Carolina girls, North Carolina girls, Atlanta girls that was there at the function, if y'all like to call in here and y'all like to debate my source and my facts, because the girls was debating my sources and my facts, y'all can definitely feel free to definitely press 1, and y'all can definitely come up here, okay? And then after that, I heard it was round 2 in North Carolina at the club, honey. They went at it. It was just a mess. So y'all girls from that area, call in here. Give us the tea and let us know what was the E, my E, on everything. How you doing? Right. But what did y'all hear about the fight and stuff, Rodney Devine in London?
I heard that it's a lot of hitting and running.
Yeah. Who phone is giving that?
Are we being investigated?
No, we're not being investigated. We don't do investigations here.
Oh?
So you heard it was a lot of hitting and running in London?
Yeah, it was a lot of knock and run, a knock-knock joke game.
Oh. And Rodney, what did you hear about it?
I heard pretty much the same thing.
Oh, child, I'm gagging at y'all butch queens, honey. I guess we get a better show for one of the femme queens knocking a butch queen, honey, than the butch queens, two butch queens fighting. Is that the perception that I'm getting from everybody's conversation, that the femme queens give more of a show, the butch queens just knock and run? I'm gagging, honey. But, you know, since I started in the South, we'll wait for those girls to call in, because I know those girls, somebody is listening, and they're going to tell one of them, honey, something. And one of them will call in here, and they'll say something or not, honey. But, Devon's phone has dropped. We're going to wait for Devon to call back in. But now let's go to Texas, because, you know, I got to go. I'm going around, honey. In Texas, they had a mini ball or a club or something in Texas, and then Ginger, the last name we can't mention, was having an altercation with some child, Miss Thang, honey. And I get from Miss Ginger, you know, I never seen her, you know, ever actually, you know, tear it in all my years of being with that establishment.
Is she back, Kelly?
Yeah, she's back.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I never got that she tears it in all my years of being in that establishment with the girls, but from all the videos that Ginger makes and posts on Facebook, if you would think that Miss Ginger could really tear it, Miss Thang, I was gagging at you, Miss Ginger, when I seen the video, Miss Thang, and you was going at this child with a taser, Miss Thang, when your mouth is big as the Grand Canyon, Miss Thang, like you tears it, Miss Thang. Why was you going at that child with a taser, Miss Ginger? That was a punk move, Miss Ginger. Maybe some of the girls from Texas or whoever Ginger was going at it with the video are calling here and give us the full beat on exactly what happened down there in Texas. But Miss Ginger was definitely with her taser, and security was not having it. Like, that's not going down here like that. If y'all gonna fight, y'all gonna fight. And then the video went off. So maybe somebody from the Texas region area are calling here and they give us a tea. Hold on, we have a caller. 832-491. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Yes, Ms. Ginger was getting into an altercation with Poindexter Khan. He was, Poindexter was sending pictures of his dick to Truman, Ginger's ex-lover.
Oh, so this is the child. I remember seeing. Oh, wait, hold on, because, you know, I got to go back. You know, I'm in so many different chat rooms. So this is what I was in the West Coast golf ballroom room, and I seen Miss Ginger said something about the girl having her man and all types of shit and finding the old man. So this is what that situation was about?
Yay.
Oh, so Miss Ginger, you want to tase the girls because they were trying to have your man and shit, Miss Ginger? Honey, girl, why you ain't just knuckle up with the girls, Ginger? That's what I want to know, honey. Why you ain't just knuckle up? Honey, well, maybe Miss Ginger call in here. So Miss Poindexter had her man?
No, she was just sending dick pics. That's it.
Oh, she was just sending him dick pictures. Well,
yeah.
Ginger,
from
honey,
what I heard, they both wanted to click it. I don't know.
Oh, Ginger and Poindexter wanted to suck. Oh, they wanted to do it. They wanted to do it. So what you basically telling me is they wanted to do it as a team, honey. Ginger wanted to do it as a team, but Miss Poindexter ain't want Ginger. She just wanted the boyfriend.
That's what I heard.
Mm.
Well, I know her nose makes her a decent hoe.
Oh, well, I want to thank you for definitely calling in, my dear.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Honey, we have another caller. It's 551-226. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
I'm all right. How you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I'm calling in about the Ginger thing. Well, even though Ginger did get knocked, no shade.
It must be with incident in the club first. Ginger got knocked in the club.
No, Kelly. After the Ginger didn't have a taser.
You're
the security guard. That was the security guard with the taser. After the first fight, Ginger got up and she ran on Poindexter again. Poindexter knocked her with some type of weapon.
Oh, Poindexter knocked her with some type of weapon.
Yeah, that was the security guard with the taser.
Oh, that was the security guard. Because the way it looked like it was Ginger with the taser. So, is Ginger mouth okay? Did she got knocked?
No, she didn't get knocked in her mouth. It was over her head, but girl, she's okay.
Oh, okay. Ginger, you down there in Texas and the girls is knocking you on all types of things? That's a mess.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Yeah. Honey.
Hey, brother.
Thank you, Paula, for definitely calling in.
Yeah.
Okay. The next caller we have on the air is the legendary icon, pioneer himself, Chanel International.
Hey, what's up?
Ruby! What's up, everybody?
What's
up?
Hey,
Ruby!
I'm good.
I love you, Ruby.
I love you more. Did my father leave? Did my son leave yet?
We are in Rona
Road.
All
right, yeah, okay.
Yes. So we got to the bottom of the Ginger situation. Maybe the girls in South Carolina and North Carolina are calling so we could definitely get to the bottom of that situation. Well, now, since we left Texas, let's get on this long bus trip up to First Fridays in Philadelphia, honey. Oh. So I don't know what happened in First Fridays, but only thing I know is that Father Face Herrera got knocked, I heard, by somebody. I don't know who he got knocked by. But I heard he definitely did get knocked at First Friday.
It was an Ebony. Somebody said it was an Ebony.
Yeah, somebody did tell me that he got knocked by Mook Ebony. Whoever Mook Ebony is, he got knocked by. So Face got knocked. I seen Face on Saturday at the ball on Saturday. He definitely did wear his black eye and his scratches and stuff very well. It came out to the next function. If I got knocked, I wouldn't have came out. I would have stayed away, but Face did come out and wore his stuff, you know, proudly. But we're going to
see. That's really real, bro.
Yes, he definitely will. We're going to turn it over to the legendary icon, Father Rodney Prodigy, who was definitely in the building for First Fridays to give us the full recap of what happened. Father Rodney Prodigy, you're live.
Okay, what's going on? Hey, Arthur, how
hey,
you doing?
Hey, Rodney, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Well, we got, you know, when we got it first ride, of course, it was crowded as hell. Everybody was in there drinking and stuff, you know, just full as usual. Faith doing well, Faith does to get himself high and full, fuller than everybody else. So, like, during the period of the cold, he was, you know, going around, like, bumping people, whether it was intentional or accidental, you just don't know sometimes with him. But I kept telling myself, Faith, calm down, calm down. So you're acting up, you're acting crazy, whatever. So he was like, oh, fuck that, whatever, whatever. I mean, so as the night goes on and the ball starts, so they have legendary realness. So Faith and I walk against each other for legendary realness. You know, he does his normal routine, beats on the table, cuts and goes off crazy and stuff like that. And after he lost to me again, he proceeds to go over by the table behind the piano or whatever. And it was, you know, more people standing around because it was kind of crowded. And then Jack was called in the next category. And all of a sudden, you just saw everybody clearing out. The people just moving real fast. So I was able to see what's going on. You know, I wanted to be an investigative reporter. I see Faith on the ground. And I see them, you know, getting the 1, 2, 3 from Merck. And then I proceeded to say, see, I told you that I was going to get you. And apparently he was still going and pushing people. And, you know, Merck is a tough person that really don't tolerate much. He's, you know, very tick-tick boom, but very nice. But, you know, if you cross him, if you do, you know what I'm saying, he's not going to, like, he's not a pushover. You know what I'm saying? So he gave Faith, you know, the options of, you know what I'm saying, say excuse me or, you know what I'm saying, take whatever. And, you know, Faith was giving, well, are you talking to me? Well. So Mook gave her, you know, yeah, I am. It is what it is. So there we go. Faith's getting up off the ground, and Ivernus sets the ball down. And as Ivernus, I said, well, are we going to have to go through this tomorrow? And Ivernus said to me, no. Faith won't be admitted into the ball tomorrow because of all this, you know, destroying the ball tonight and everything like that. And, you know, Divine and Kelly, y'all at the ball the next day, so y'all know what that was.
You know, Ivernian is not turning down no coin, honey.
Yeah, but first prize was still nice. It was, you know, we wish we could have got some more categories out the way, but the people were definitely in the building. The Allures were in there. Mrs. Chanel, Gaga, Prodigy, the crowd. I mean, it was definitely crowded.
Oh, and so I told something wrong, honey. This happened. The whole situation that happened in South Carolina happened at Keisha X Revlon's ball.
Right.
Okay.
It was the ball. Yeah.
Keisha is not Keisha. It happened at Keisha ball. I said the club. Sorry, it happened at Keisha's ball. Oh, Keisha is no longer a Revlon anymore. Oh my God, what happened? Somebody call and give us the tea. Well, since we're talking about girls that's no longer in the house, honey, somebody sent me a message and said that $1,000 Club Realness with a Twist, Mike Icon, is no longer an icon. He is a 007 now. He has left the house of Icon. Since we're talking about people that has left the house.
Yeah,
and I mentioned Keisha.
And is Marquise back as a Prodigy?
Yes, he is.
Oh, Marquise had left the house?
He left for Vito. He's like a Prodigy, yes.
Okay. I know that's right, honey. Hold on. I'm waiting for something to come through my screen. And I also wait.
Don't forget, though, at 11:59, in another hour, I'll be...
You'll be revealing yourself in another hour.
Yeah, 11:59.
Okay.
You've been in 12:59, right?
What?
You say 12:59?
No, it's actually 11:03 right now. Oh.
Okay.
Honey, well, since we, you know, since we all did that and nobody has called it, wait, hold on, I have another, wait, hold on. 551-226, you're back on the air?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
This is Ginger. Now, what happened?
Hey, Ginger. What's going on?
Hey. Hey, hey.
Oh, Ginger.
Hey, Ginger, don't come up here trying to act like you did.
Oh, girl, you shut your ass up, Miss Motherfucking London, bitch. You be next.
It's 12 o'clock, and I want to wish my sister Alexis a happy birthday. It just popped up on my timeline on Facebook. I want to wish Alexis 007 a happy birthday. She's in Atlanta. She's probably getting ready for the club. So happy birthday, Alexis.
Happy birthday, Alexis. Kelly, are Ginger allowed to call in?
Ginger, are you back in that house or are you a 007?
I'm still in the house, but I don't know what y'all talking about. We can't call in.
Isn't she like an overseer or something like that?
Ginger, because if Ginger, you can't be on the line, Ginger. You can't be on the line.
Because y'all talking about me.
We're talking about you, but the founder and CEO of your house said y'all not allowed to call into this radio show.
Well, guess what? I'm already on the show now, so we might as well finish it.
But we can't do that, Ginger. It's part of our contract that we can't do that.
Sorry, Tutu.
Okay. So, now Ginger's gone. So, now I'm back to Philadelphia, honey. Baby, but like I said, Rodney, you know Alberti was not going to turn down no coin. Alberti definitely made his coins this weekend. Let me give y'all my recap of the ball, okay? This is my recap, and then everybody, then London can go, then Devon can go, then Rodney can go, and then if you heard something about it, you could feed in with us too. But this is my recap of the ball. I have never, in the last 3 years, I've been mother for 3 years, I have never been to a ball since I came mother, Benji Cunt. Okay? Something in my spirits told me as I was walking out my door with my dress on to change my outfit. So I changed my outfit, and I put on my jeans and my new sneakers and my wife beater and went to the ball. And I definitely needed exactly what I had on at that fucking ball. That ball, it was definitely, you could definitely, Alverni, you definitely made your coins. The girls was definitely in the building, full force. I don't know if it's the fact that it hasn't been a ball in a long time and the girls just wanted to be at a ball, but the girls was definitely in the fucking building. They said the ball was going to start at 6 o'clock. I was still in the city. The ball didn't start. I didn't leave the city until like 8 o'clock. I think about 8:30 I left the city, got to Philly about 10:30, 11. And somebody texted me, and they said, Kelly, they're doing the last awards. I walked inside. I think they did, like, 5 or 6 people for LSS, and then they called Alverni out, and then they started the ball. I think that was horrible. It was so many fab girls that was in the building. Alverni, if you would have started on time, like you said you was going to start, it was a lot of fab girls that was in the building that LSS would have been really hot. The building was already hot. But LSS would have definitely really been hot, and the girls would have definitely got their life because it was a lot of fab girls up in the building. But I really didn't see any of the ball because it was so fucking hot, and, bitch, my motherfucking wig was curled and these nice body curls and all my curls was dropped. It was sweaty. I think around, like, 1:30, they closed the bar. They wasn't letting nobody go in and out. They closed the bar at 1:30, and it was so fucking hot in there, it was like you was in the fucking Sahara Desert, okay? And they was not selling no more water or drinks or anything to anybody after 1:30. I think that was horrible, and as hot as it was in that place, somebody could have died of a heat stroke or something, and they was not serving no water or nothing. I think that was just so tacky, Alvernian. The girls read about the little 8 sandwiches that they got on their table and the little basket with the bottle of liquor and the stuff. The girls read about that. They was over at Alvernian. Okay, so I'm going to tell you what the girls said because you know the girls are not going to call in here. They sell and say the tea. But it was just hot and it was horrible. I did not see it at all. And I got to give big props and big shout out to my sister, Devon, Mistake, because I went outside to have a cigarette break. And when I was outside having my cigarette break, I see my sister. My sister came into the ball, Miss Thing, with her rhinestone heel on, Miss Thing. She had on her Love and Hip Hop motherfucking tight dress like Chrissy be wearing, Miss Thing. Devon here was cut in this nasty motherfucking bob, flipped in layers and everything. I think I stood outside for about 5 or 7 minutes and smoked my cigarettes. When I came back inside, somebody looked like they threw a motherfucking trash can of motherfucking water on motherfucking Devon, bitch. She ain't have no more motherfucking curls or anything, bitch. You would have thought Devon was in the ball since the ball fucking started. She lost all her curls and everything. I was fucking gagging. I just think it was horrible and it was late, Miss Thing. I want to give a big shout-out to all the girls that did win, they categories that did win. I don't know who won what because I wasn't paying attention to the ball because I was just too hot and trying to stay cool. But another thing that I have to say about this ball, and I hope Alvernian's listening or somebody's around Alvernian, because I want to know how did a lot of these girls that won of the years at this ball this past weekend win of the year when none of these girls touched Philly at all, Miss Thing. Then you got some girls that won categories that only been out in ballroom like 4 or 5 months, and they won categories already in Philadelphia. I really want to know what is the criteria and the things for these girls to win of the year, because I was really gagging at some of these people that I seen on Facebook that people was congratulating that won of the years and everything. And I really think that that was horrible, and it was fucking late that some of these girls that won of the year, I don't think they deserve the of the years, Miss Thing. Okay, and then we're going to also talk about the girls, because a lot of people hit me up and said things about the girls that came out for legendary categories, people that was deemed legendary and everything. We're going to get into all of that. But the next person, Rodney or London or Divide, please give me your recap.
I just have something quick to say. It's nothing really. In the beginning of the ball, it was not really that hot. It was actually a nice amount of air. But I think once the sex sirens and everybody started getting dressed and things like that, it started getting really hot. Bloody, the windows were sealed shut, so there was no air. It was like 3 air conditioners. It was just bloody. I enjoyed seeing the LaCroix. Congratulations to Erica Kane LaCroix for winning Sex Siren. And sorry that their father, Don Don, had to get chopped on his debut. But if anyone wants to know, I was basically by the stairs and by the big speaker. So, yeah.
So that's your recap of the ball, London?
That's basically my recap. That's
Rodney or Divine, y'all up next.
Divine,
are you there, darling? Oh, wait, hold on. Divine, are you there, darling? Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, her phone be doing extra. Yeah, keep putting her on mute.
Yo, Divine, call. I don't know where Divine went. Divine, we got to wait for Divine to call back in. Divine is gone again. Her phone be doing shows. But go ahead, Rodney, while we wait for Divine to call back in.
Oh, okay. Well, I had a good time at the ball overall. I want to say congrats to the house for winning House of the Year. You know, every time somebody wins something like that, it's always controversy or somebody that doesn't see it or doesn't, you know, think that it should have been that way or has an excuse for why it happened. But say congratulations to the House of Prodigy for being House of the Year. We had about 21, 22 of the years. So, you know, saying the table spoke for itself. Want to give a shout out to the House of Allure. They were definitely in the building, but they got inducted. They all came in there black, looking fashionable and sporty as always. It was good to see Al, Sebastian and Paris came all the way from Detroit, Arnold from L.A., and it's always good to see Eric and Drayvon and Corey. Derek and Keontae was late, and they always are coming to a function, always late, Derek and Keontae. And congrats to the Lord for winning Best Dress as well. Congrats to my house on their numerous wins for the night. The legendary girls are definitely in the building. Congrats to Naomi for coming back out, winning the $1,200 for Open to All Performance. It was good seeing Roy and Dexter. The people were definitely in the building. I've already definitely brought the people out this time. I guess, like you said, Kelly, just haven't been a good ball in a while, and and Philly was just happened to be the spot this weekend, and everybody came through, and, you know what I'm saying, it was, you know, good spirit, good competition, you know what I'm saying, a few chops, a few people. I was speaking with James a little bit, and a few people that he really didn't think should have been on the panel judging at all.
Yes, I forgot to talk about that. Yes, exactly.
You know, he said it wasn't his ball, so we can understand that how it is at all balls. And I was hearing that about somebody who was saying that they didn't want certain people on the panel because they might chop, or some people who normally get through, or the girls. Like the same thing that happened at the ball earlier last year. If you remember what ball I'm talking about. So, you know, whatever that is, if you're scared of competition, then you should keep your fucking house at home or not go to balls. It's that simple. Because it's going to come regardless if your house is right like that. Whether who's judging, if they bring it right, it shouldn't matter. Who's judging? But,
amen to that.
You know, other than that, everything was good. It was good to see Eric and Tyshawn and Book in the building. You know, it was good. It was good. A lot of people had seen for Derek, Friday Ebony, got inducted to the Hall of Fame. It was good to see him. And as always, Jack and Jay was on the mic, and they did an excellent job. You know, I had a good time overall.
Somebody just hit me up on Facebook, and they said they want to know when do you hire commentators to commentate with Avon is back. They said, when do you hire commentators to commentate and then they judge balls?
I guess it came from an instance when he wanted to rush the ball. Let me get my interpretation, only my interpretation. The commentators still got paid. They still got, you know, whatever money they needed, but he wanted to represent a representative from that house, and he wanted to rush the ball so he'd get all the categories out the way. So he still had them working by judging the ball.
Okay. Divine.
Sorry about that. My phone, I was on the road. We could start from me walking up and seeing my sis, bitch. You were coming out that, you were out there smoking a cigarette coming out that ball. And you immediately told me, girl, you look nice, but I give you 5 minutes till your hair is down, your curls are falling, and you're all wet up. And that's exactly what happened. I walked in there. I thought I got locked in a hot box. So, like, you know, have you ever smoked out in the bathroom when you turn the shower on in your hotel? You turn the shower on, and everybody goes in the bathroom, and they hot box, smoke a little blunt. Yeah, it gave very much that sense. I could say I walked around for about 3 minutes, gave out about 4 or 5 hugs, and I was drenched from top to bottom. My hair was sticking to my face, my neck, my makeup was just killed. I was just over it. But despite that, I think the energy of the bomb was great. It wasn't a lot of bullshit going on. People were walking. The legends were out. They were doing their thing. Congrats to Naambi as well. Mercedes walking up to Mercedes Prodigy, Naambi. The Prodigy girls actually came through that night. Lisa, Mercedes, Naambi. It was good to see all of them as well. The Allures were in the building. I saw my good sis, Arnie. And of course, yes, you know, me and Rodney, we kikied for a second before I got to the bar and realized it was a shutdown. So it was a real dry night for me. I was birdie. I was in the corner. I ran down there with the little runways. No shade. Tess, Allure, you did that, baby. You were walking like I don't know what. It was awesome. I enjoyed that. Well, runway was a very high category. The girls, they woke it. Both of them was cute as well. And I definitely enjoyed Legendary performance as well. It was hot. So the ball, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll give the ball a nice 8.5, pushing 9. It was, I mean, as far as energy-wise and stuff. But as far as comfortability, you get a 3. Because the only reason, it was horrible. It was crowded. It was muggy. It was sweaty. So, and it was the only thing that made that added insult to injury. Well, you look up and you see all these air conditionings and windows, and none of them are being put to use.
It is air conditioned in there.
Yeah,
they had air conditioning in every window and would not turn nothing on. They wouldn't even turn. It was not even a fan in the building.
Wait, is it like a fire hazard?
It should be something, because when I tell you Prodigy Weekend, that place, baby, when that place, bitch, I wanted my fur coat for Prodigy Weekend up in that motherfucking place. Okay. Bitch, that place was motherfucking, that place was cold as fuck, Prodigy Weekend, Miss Thang. And it was the same amount of girls that was up in there, Miss Thang, and it was no motherfucking runway or nothing. And it was cold as fuck in that building, bitch. I wanted my coat, bitch. Actually, I was in that house, we can't mention, and Mark gave me his jacket to pin around my shoulders.
Hey,
bitch, that's how cold it was in there.
That place was disrespectful to the womanhood. Oh, God, I felt like I was having hot flashes. It was a very menopausal moment. I've never been in a building within 5 minutes and been drenched from head to toe. I don't even sweat that much when I play school and I play a tennis match. No shade. That was just ridiculous. I don't know what that was about.
It's no shade to none of the female figures, and I mean to the femme queens, and I hope y'all don't take this as disrespect. But, baby, the femme queens came in there. We all came in there looking like femme queens, bitch, and when we left up out of there, Miss Thang, we left up out of there, we looked like butch queens and drags, Miss Thang.
No, we left up out of there looking like wet niggas.
Baby, makeup was all running down our neck, Miss Thang. Weaves were sticking to the side of our face, bitch. It was a fucking mess. It was really a mess. That was ridiculous and horrible. I run in, you need to get that together. And then Mother Breakfast had those burners going in the back there by the bar with the food, keeping the food hot, too.
Oh, Kelly, who were the judges?
The first half judges was Legends and Icons, except two people, which I don't think neither one of them should be on a judges panel.
Well,
but
who are they?
I think it was Feminine Destruction and Little James. Feminine Destruction and Little James.
Oh, should not have been on the panel.
Yes, everybody else was definitely qualified to sit on that judges panel. It's no shade to them. It was Legends, and there was Icons, and there was Pioneer Icons on that panel. Little James and Feminine Destruction had no business sitting up there with those people.
But it was mouth here, of course, we said it to the bathroom, so they authorized the switch for those James
tonight. Oh, okay.
In my opinion, this is how I feel about the situation, right? Well, any of my kids, if anybody asks my kids to sit on the judges panel, they sit on the judges panel, I would never want my kids to chop anybody in their category because the girls are going to feel like it can't take. Lil James was chopping a lot of people. And in his category, honey, for the Vogue Femme category. And I think the girl's gonna think this is shade. It was another person that I think that should not have been sitting up there with those girls either. And I think that was Fuzzy Blondie. I don't think that he should have been sitting up there with those girls either.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
Hey.
But y'all can't get mad at my opinion on how I feel about the situation, but that's just my opinion on the situation.
Honestly, I felt blessed to not be on the panel. I didn't want any parts of that panel. It was too hot up there. It was hotter up on the panel than it was down on the floor.
Well, I don't know, honey. I wasn't really getting into it too much. But if any of you callers that's out there on the phone lines, please don't sit here and just let us tell our side of the story and how we feel about the ball. Feel free to definitely press 1 and come up here.
Yes.
You know what kills me, and I'm going to keep saying this, and I'm going to say this all the time. What gets to me is how you bitches see me at a ball, Miss Thang, or y'all see Rodney at a ball, and y'all come up and y'all say, oh, y'all going to call in here on Monday, and y'all going to read about this, and y'all going to read about that. But nobody calls in here, and nobody says fucking nothing. Like, what the fuck? Bitches, y'all these bitches need to grow a backbone. Bitch, get a back.
Rodney.
Yes.
Rodney, let me ask you a question.
What was your favorite category of the night, Kelly?
Excuse
wait,
me.
Wait, hold on. I was saying something. I'm going to come to my two callers after R.R. finishes what he has to say.
Rodney, do you feel that when a table is more than $100, that the person who's giving the event should actually have on the flyer what's going to be on the table, so before people purchase their table, they know what they're getting? Because if a table is $150, I just think somebody's, you know, you should know exactly what's going to be on the table. Especially in 2012.
Most people now have started putting, they'll say, light outdoors drinks. And they can leave it as open like that. So you still don't know what to expect. $150, your Style Ball in Chicago was probably the best table ever.
We keep talking over each other. I feel that any time a table is over $100, it needs to be a substantial amount of refreshment on there. There needs to be some type of a meat, cheese, fruit, something. Don't just throw no motherfucking candy in a cheap tablecloth up there and want $100 and something for it. That's disrespectful.
I think that's real disrespectful. Don't give me no motherfucking, don't give me no fifth or no cheap ass liquor that I can go to the corner, that I can go to the corner motherfucking liquor store, bitch, and get for $9.95.
Okay.
Okay, because that's what the girls
get. They're going to get Taka Vaca. Certain girls I don't like. If I don't like you, bitch, you get Taka Vaca on your table.
Honey, hold on. We got a couple of calls. 347-335, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? This is Bebe Allure.
Hey, Bebe.
Bebe.
What's up, Bonnie? What's up, Devon? How's it going?
Where were you?
You said, where was I?
Yes.
I had a research paper doing sociology class, so I couldn't make it.
I understand that.
Okay. But I wanted to say, congratulations to the House of Prodigy. I'm going to say my sister, Nia, and Bianca. I saw the little clip, of course. And I want to congratulate my house because it looks wonderful. And what else? I thought Erica Kane, Mother LaCroix, looked really great, too. I thought she did well, and she stepped in those shoes, and she did it like she meant it. It was on purpose. I thought she did really, really well. Now, I pressed one when Rodney said what Jane said about the judges, and Kelly, you kind of went into what I was saying. Only person that I really take issue with is Masculine Destruction. I think she's horrible. I think she's the horriblest thing. I think she's the horriblest thing since sliced bread. I think Munster and Gouda cheese don't do her no justice. I think she's the sloppiest vulgar. And I hate when people get on panels to strike revenge, and it's like horrible. She is nothing to nobody. And she wonder why people got on this radio and read her. And please, whoever house she's in, tell her to stop hitting up my house member saying, I hope the Allures don't think it's shade. She lives in the House of Allure. You can never be a member in this house. You've been in every house imaginable. I don't know how. That vote gets horrible. You can never get entry in this house. You look fierce. And this is not coming from my house. This is coming from me, Bebe. Bebe said it. Bebe said it. I didn't. Bebe said it. Bebe said it.
What exactly is it that you don't like about feminine, Bebe? What happened?
She looks fierce.
She looks fierce, Bebe?
Yeah, but you know, I've never been a really fierce person like that, but her attitude is even worse than what she looked like. I hate when people try to pretend to be nice, but they sit and the one chance they get to be and sit in judgment, she just takes advantage of it. And she looks fierce. Why was she on an awards ball panel anyway?
Oh, well, we would have to take that up with Alvernian, but you know, he's not gonna call in.
I mean, I'll see Alvernian sometime soon, but
you know she can box.
I can too. I didn't get where I am by not boxing.
Well, better.
I'm doing things better with myself. My reputation supersedes me. But that's not. I mean, I just need to let her know that how overappreciated she is. She looks fierce. She needs to go sit down and cry over there.
Oh my
Bebe,
God!
What if she dipped on you? What would you do if she dipped on you?
I got my blue suede shoes on, so I can handle myself.
That's a lot of girl coming down on you, Bebe. She could dip on you and break something.
I'm not new to this. I've been around a long time.
I'm a fucking girl. I'm a fucking girl, Bebe. But
all
I
right,
want to
y'all.
Thank you for definitely calling
you,
in, baby.
All right, bye.
Okay, caller we have is 917-652. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, Kelly, Rodney, Devon, RR, London. This is Jason Prodigy.
Hey, hello. Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, Devon? It was good seeing you in Philadelphia.
Yes, most yes.
I just wanted to kind of make, you know, a couple comments about the ball. Kelly, to shed a little bit of light on the Faith situation. Faith, I'm the moderator of the Philadelphia Barnum Alliance, and as of today, all 13 houses that sit on the Philadelphia Alliance has voted and banned Faith from any Philadelphia Alliance-supported event. So whether it's a ball, a party, whatever it is, you know, we need to make a stand out here in Philly because it's bad enough that we don't have any venues as it is. And Vernie is shutting down the BC to prove an example that we're not tolerating that stuff. You know what I mean? All that fighting and stuff down here in Philly no more. So as of effectively today, because all the houses voted on it, Faith is banned from all sorts of your balls. Now, it is up to the promoter of the ball to make sure that, you know, they do follow and stay according to protocol as what the Alliance said. But as of today, Faith is banned from all Philadelphia balls.
I know, that's right. Philly.
Wait, who has the computer up? I can hear Echo.
Philly, stand up. Philly, stand the fuck up, buddy.
No, I also wanted to give a, you know, shout out to my house, the House of Prodigy, for winning House of the Year. It was also good seeing the Allures here in Philadelphia. It's not too many times that we actually get to see the Allures come out in full force. I think the last time they were out in full force was in Philly at the Prodigy Ball a few years ago when it was real cool at that ball. But also wanted to give light to the Andy, or, you know, the whole legacy of Film Queen performance that walked at the ball with my daughter Shadira. Walking legendary performance, along following behind her with her mother Mercedes, and then after Mercedes came Yanni, and after Yanni, Niambi kind of finished everybody off. And it was good to see all of our girls out on the floor walking. From China, Ebony Prodigy, just, you know, the whole energy was good. I think the ball was really great. Yes, it was hot as shit, man. But besides it being hot, I'm glad that Albernia did send it down at 2 o'clock, and he did give away all his cash and had all the categories. I want to kind of just touch base on the runway category. I thought the runway category was very hot. I'm kind of glad that Albernia decided to open it up and not do those dramatic entrances. I think it's unfair as ball promoters or people that's having these categories to have these over-the-top or over-eccentric entrances, and they can't even produce that because either the ball's too small, it's too many people, it's too hot, and that dramatic entrance or over-the-top entrance stuff, if the ball's not going to be a big location, there's no need to have that category. But that's kind of all I really wanted to say about the issue.
Well, Jason, since we have you on the phone line and you touched on the topic, honey, you touched on the topic, somebody just hit me up, and somebody said, okay, well, let's talk about all the girls that got deemed legendary this weekend. They said,
well, nobody got deemed legendary this weekend.
Oh, well, I've already told what they say. I've already said what they sent me here on Facebook, honey. Okay, the girls want to talk about Kool-Aid Demon, Felicity Legendary. They also want to talk about what is the butch name, the trans man name?
Karan.
They want to talk about Karan being deemed legendary, and they want to talk about how Shadira walked legendary performance when these people was told no. Who the hell deemed these people legend? I can only talk to the Prodigies about Shadira right now. If we have an Ebony representative that will call in here about the Ebonies and the whole situation with Felicity, you know, we can't have none of those people call in to talk about that situation. So I can only talk about the Prodigies right now. The question that came to me that was, it was asked about Shadira being legendary, and they said no, and she still came out and walked the category. How did it happen?
Shadira has been walking performance since 2003, end of 2003, beginning of 2004. Shadira has had the longest rivalry with Laomi. From that time, it took Laomi until 2007 to finally beat her. Shadira was also up the year multiple times, has won grand prize $1,000 or more multiple times, was able to handle and command performance down here in Philadelphia and all over the place. Shadira has won in New York. Shadira has won in Philadelphia. Shadira has won in D.C. Shadira has won just about everywhere that she has won. Shadira did not get deemed legendary. I think that you guys that are icons and legends, which is redeeming thing. If y'all have these legendary categories and these people who think they're legend walk the legendary category and there's icons on the panel and the icons give these people 10 for legendary category, legendary for whatever, then at the end of the day, what could you possibly say? It's kind of just like when Chris Milan walked the latex wall. He wasn't deemed anything. He walked legendary performance. He was scored by the judges. The community embraced him. Why are we going to keep making this a big deal about status when there's other things that we should tackle in Baltimore besides everybody trying to make sure that this person is deemed and that person is deemed and this person is deemed? There's so much other shit to focus on.
Okay, somebody Somebody just sent me over something, and they said that Shadira's name was brought up by Rodney, and they were specifically said no.
Yeah, they can't bring it up to you because that's a lie. If they're gonna tell it, tell the truth. No one said no. Nobody said nothing. They didn't respond.
And if you look, wait a minute, Rodney. If you look at how the girls came out, Shadira came out first because he was the youngest out of that crew. Mercedes came out next. Then Yanni came out. Then Miami came out. It goes along the chain. The only person that was missing was Mika and Amina. Those are the only two legends for performance that were missing from our house. And if it was such a big ruckus and discrepancy about it, Jack was on the microphone, Jay was on the microphone, Michael Dupree, Ross Infinity, James Icon, me and Rodney, all these icons were there. So if it was such a big discrepancy, something would have been said there. She was given 10, she walked, she battled, embraced her as a legend, and move on.
I'm only saying what the girls is sending me. If y'all hear my phone is going off, and the girls is texting my phone and everything, honey, with these situations. And girls would ask questions on how this happened after the war was over, and everybody pleaded the fifth and said they didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, welcome to legendary status, Shadira.
So, I don't know, honey. I can only go about what the girls are sending over to me. I don't have anything to do with it. I really don't care. Maybe if the legends, well, not even the legends, maybe if the icons take a stance like the Philly Alliance did with Bannon Face from coming to Philly about banning all of this shit that's been going on, honey, maybe we could get this shit motherfucking fixed. Because, frankly, I'm tired of hearing about this shit and everybody complaining and sending me texts and all types of shit and all types of motherfucking drama about this motherfucking shit. What the fuck, honey? They need to get to the fucking bottom of this shit because it's becoming ridiculous and it's becoming out of control, Miss Thing, okay? The icons is out of control, okay? Bitch, and this message just came over, and it says, the icons is out of control. They said these commentators is out of control. Somebody needs to put this shit to a fucking stop because it's fucking ridiculous, okay? And how I feel about the situation. Let me finish. How I feel about the situation, it's a lot of people that's out here that is not even legend or not even icon that should be. We need to go back and fix that first before we try to fix what's going on here now.
I think it's a broken system. The system was broken. You know, when they first created the ballroom scene back in the day, they didn't even think the ballroom scene would even reach to where it is right now. So the system is broken. Everybody wants to put these rules in place, and I'm all for it. But at the same time, you can't say one thing and then do something different. When the biggest power struggle, and I was on record, I said this after the collections law, the biggest power struggle comes from up top. So until up top gets it together, there's no way everybody else will get it together, and it's not fair.
Somebody just asked us, just sent a message over, and they said, how do you feel about this situation since you're a pioneer icon?
I feel that a commentator should commentate, and I think that anybody who acts as a status, they should not be afraid to act for status, but they have to be judged on their merits and to be honored for that status. And me personally, and I'm only speaking for me, if anybody was deemed legendary and it was done by a commentator,
and they walk, and I'm judging, and they walk in a legendary category, I'm not going to honor them as a legend, and I will chop.
Okay.
Well, Shadira did not get called legendary. She walked a legendary category.
This is the thing about the
legendary.
She was scored by icons that were on the
wait,
panel.
Hold on. Let R.R. finish. Go let R.R. finish. I just don't think that the protocol for giving out significant titles is being taken with respect, honor, and deserving people who deserve it. All those people that have been deigned in 2000 to 2005, they earned it. They deserved it. All of the people who have been deigned by, say, myself, by Tony, by Stuart, by Andre, those people deserved it, okay? Selvin got in because Andre deigned him. Jack deserved it. Selvin deserved it. They deserved it on the merits of what they do. You know, but that does not give Selvin the power to walk around and keep gaining all of these people. Selvin needs to be banned from giving out status. And that's the bottom line. And the facilitator of any ball who puts Selvin on a mic, his job is to commentate and not to take over the ball by giving out status. Unless he clears it with the facilitator of the ball who cleared it with the icons and the pioneers of this generation. And if it hasn't been cleared with that protocol, it is not his place to do it. And this is no disrespect to Selvin, but he is a horse without a cart running wild.
Right.
I feel that the legendary thing has a lot to do with the local, with local people feeling because they do what they do in their area, you know, and people see them in that area so much they feel like, oh, they should be legendary because they're turning it here. Me personally, I don't think you should be legendary unless you fit at least four other states besides the one you live in. I mean, that local legendary is not cool. Ballroom is a national, it's national, it's on a national scale.
I think there's so many other things to worry about, whether they're us always debating or always turning something into a standard criteria. And this one feels like they got more power, and the pioneers feel like they got more power. It's a power struggle, and it's very unfortunate. And it makes the kids that are walking today not want to participate in ballroom because if they think about something, if people that came out in the 90s, like 94, 95, are being deemed the icon now. So when you get to 2015, 2016, and 17, when it's time for girls in my era to be deemed the icon, we gonna go through the same exact shit. It's a power struggle. This stuff is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I don't feel that there's a power struggle between the icons and the pioneer icons.
Hold on. Somebody has a really bad echo on their phone. They need to fix it.
Yeah.
I don't feel that there's a struggle between the icons and the pioneer icons. I think there's a lack of respect when it comes to supervision. And we are all grown. We are none of us are kids. We are all over 25, 30, 40. And we need to learn that there comes a point where we have to just respect each other. We don't have to agree to disagree, but we need to all learn how to get along. And at the end of the day, I know why I am who I am, and I'm not trying to use this as a power struggle because I could walk away from the ballroom scene and just say this shit is crazy, fuck. Have, like Andre has, like Stuart has, like Tony has, that, you know, that we love the ballroom because we remember what it was. We don't want this legacy to be watered down to the point where it goes down the sewer and then it's nothing. And it's time for people like you, young man, respect what the pioneers, the icons, and the new legends are trying to do, and let's not deign anybody without all of us coming together with some type of protocol. What is so hard about that?
You got a bad echo on your phone.
I don't know why.
Yeah. We're not going to sit here. We're not going to sit here. Hello? What happened is whatever happened, it happened, honey. We can't get past it, honey. Man.
You're saying we can't get past it, but
we can't get past it. We can't get past it. What's done is done, and it's no way that we're going to be able to fix this problem. I came up with a solution last night when I was talking to somebody last night. But I
who is the solution coming?
Child, I'm going to tell you about solution.
See, that's the problem. You got a solution and you don't want to put it out there.
Hold on. Hello? Oh, my. Honey, that's cool. She wants to go. My solution is to go back. My solution is to go back 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, and start where the fucking situation went wrong from and take it back from everybody that it happened to, bitch, okay? And let's fix it, okay? Let's start back at that night at Jack's birthday ball at the motherfucking Rumble where it all went motherfucking wrong at and take it all back and let's fix it from there on now.
That's my
situation, my resolution to the situation that I said last night when I was talking to a couple of people on the phone. Let's go back to Jack's ball where Andre did what he did, and let's start from there and fix everything that happened from that night on till today and then start fresh and let's fix it. Take it all back.
And Rodney, what do you say?
See, I think the only problem that I have with that RR disagreement or something is that at the end of the day, when people are getting legendary or whatever the case was, if you think back to 2001, when Aaron Klitschko had the Legends Ball, and the category was Legendary 25, that's when it really started getting crazy. Because you had people walking in legendary categories that were on the court walking and serving from 3 to 5 years. So that's when the criteria actually started to change. Who's calling the echo?
I don't know. I just put Devon on hold to see what's his Devon phone. Somebody's phone really has a bad echo.
Hello? Is it me?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Okay, so everybody talk this on the phone line. RR and Devon is on hold.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you have a bad echo, RR.
So I need to call back.
Don't hang up. I'm gonna because the phone lines are jam packed. So hold on. Let me type your number in so we can call you right back because the lines are packed and you're not gonna be able to get back on. Hold on. Your other line should be ringing, RR.
All right. Hello?
Okay, you're there now.
All right.
Okay, R's there. Hold on. Let me bring Devon back on. Hold on. Devon is on. Honey.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Devon, you there. Okay, well, we about to, Jason, we're going to take some more callers. We're going to put you back on hold. And if you got anything else to say, Jason, just feel free to press 1. Don't hang up because if you hang up, you ain't going to be able to get back on the lines because the lines are jam-packed.
Okay.
The next caller we have is 315-278. You're live on the air. 315-278. You're live on the air. Call in now. We've got to clear the lines. Go call in. Bye. Okay, that caller is gone. Okay. Hold on. We have a bunch of callers. Hold on. Everybody's trying to get on the phone lines, bitch. Everybody wants bitches. Everybody kills me. Everybody wants to wait until their name is mentioned to take a call in here to the show. We're not gonna be clearing the line for people to call in here to the show. If y'all know y'all want to listen to the show, y'all already know what happened. Girls already know what the fuck they did. Garth, call in here. Y'all already knew this was going to be a topic of discussion, okay? Bitch, nobody got time to be clearing the lines, Ms. Shane. It's over 300 people listening to the phone lines right now. It's 97 people in the chat room. Nobody has time to be clearing phone lines to try to find numbers. I only see the first 74 numbers. After that, I can't see all the rest of the numbers. So if you're pressing one and you're not in the first 74, I can't see you, okay? I can only see the numbers. I can just see the numbers as they go up. Y'all knew that y'all was going to be a topic of discussion because you knew what you did. Well, like I said, that's where we need
okay,
to go.
Okay, so it's officially a five-minute countdown.
Okay, hold on. We got another caller. Oh, no, girl, they got a bad echo. I'm not even saying their number. Tayana, mother Midwest, mother Tayana Ebony, you're live on the airwaves with us.
Girl, I did not call into this show to listen to no fucking echo.
Okay, well, the echo is on now.
No, it's still there.
It's still here.
It is real bad. Tell your girls to hang up the fucking phone.
Everybody hung up the... Wait, hold on.
No, that means
it's
somebody
the echo,
got...
Is the echo going now?
Up a speaker. Somebody plugged up their speaker phone and they too close to it.
Hello, is the echo going down?
Yeah,
okay. It is.
The echo is going down. I'm so sorry, girls.
That was you, Kelly.
I'm so sorry, no, because my sister told me that I need, my sister, I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all, my sister Jasmine told me earlier that I need to be more professional and give me a headset to do the show. So I went and got me a headset to do the show, Miss Day, and the headset is cutting up.
Yes, hold on.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
What I need to do right now is give a shout-out to the House of Balenciaga. I didn't do that for the winning of the grand prize. At the ball. It was a team house battle with a safer sex message. I definitely want to give a shout out to the House of Balenciaga for that. They did a wonderful job.
Oh, yes, most definitely. What happened, everybody?
I'm here.
If they call in about the stylist thing, we're not going to deal with that. If they call in about the balls and the recap, because we still have another ball that we need to discuss as well, in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Tayana, are you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
Was you at the Rumble last night?
The Rumble last night? No, I wasn't.
You
not
for
the Rumble? No, I didn't stay for the Rumble. I stayed for the awards ball.
Oh, honey, well, give us the tea on the ball. We're going to change the topic for a minute until we get our callers that's trying to call in on the line. But, Tayana, give us the tea on what happened at the ball and at the Detroit Awards ball.
Well,
hello.
Did you stay hold on?
Go ahead.
Well, everyone knows Janie's always so a nice ball. And I really congratulate her on that. Did the phone go out? Or did the echo stop?
No, I'm here.
Okay, the echo stopped. It was a really nice ball. She had a cute crowd. The Ivisu was really cut up tonight. But other than that, I can't say there it was really any hot moments.
Wait, so you can't say it was no hot moments, Tayana. So can you please tell me about that ugly challenge you turned around and told what you said to her on the panel, because you know the girls gave me the tea. Yeah, you know I get all the tea word for word.
Wow.
They said you turned around and you said something about her being ugly and not being a nobody, but she's sure doing a whole lot of chopping up here.
I mean, it was just really crazy. I guess since their house member was getting chopped, they was like really cutting up, you know. And I didn't even know who she was. Really, I didn't.
Well, tell them, girl, about the Ivisu storming you and getting ready to attack you.
Oh yeah, because of the Ivisu, they really came up to the panel to attack me because I know my colors and. Everything was in either purple or blue, And this young lady walked up with a green shirt on, saying that it was blue. And they argued me down, saying, no. They argued me down, saying it was turquoise, but it's not purple or blue. So they were like, well, it's in the blue family and all this other stuff. And Selma set the category down for that. And,
are these people colorblind?
Well, it wasn't just the Evisus, it was some other people. But other than that, the ball went on really, really nice. I like the way that Janie said it set up. And she did her thing. She did.
So,
somebody needs to call in here, Ani. Somebody needs to call in here, and somebody needs to give me the E-My-E. Or what happened last night at the motherfucking Rumble Ball, because I heard somebody got red at the Rumble Ball last night, Miss Thing. So I need to get the tea on who got red last night and got called off the motherfucking panel last night. They wouldn't tell me the names of the people, but they said somebody called somebody off the judges panel and ragged up for motherfucking Phil. So I need to get the E-My-E. So all you girls in the Detroit metropolitan area, please feel free to definitely call in here and press 1, because I need to get the E, honey. I want the full motherfucking beat, word for fucking word, honey. They said it was classic motherfucking.
Was it a fight out there, too?
Huh?
Was it a fight out there, too?
No,
I don't
know. No, it wasn't.
Oh.
It wasn't.
No, honey, and somebody just texted me and said, did you hear about this new group, the Real Legends and the Real Icons of Ballroom?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I love that group because I am in it. Yes, that group is it's the high.
So let me go look at my more groups, Miss Thang, because I guess I ain't a real one, Miss Thang. Hold on.
They just started today. I mean, they're inducting the girls now. You have to be requested. You get everybody that gets into the group, you get to pick 3 girls that you want to bring in, and then the 3 girls you want to bring in, you have to announce them, and then the group lets you know if someone says they're not legendary and has a problem with their status, and if everybody passes the A grade, they get in. If not, well, you
know.
No,
I don't think that I should have to be requested by anybody. I think I should be in that group already, but I'm not in it, so I ain't get requested for it yet, honey. London, I don't think you're going to make it in that group, London. You're in a lot of groups, but I don't think you're going to make it in that room.
Baby, London, secretly, these kind of groups come up because of you, and they want to make sure you're not nowhere around.
Hold on, we got a couple of callers. Let's take some a couple of callers that we have. 336-906, you're live on the air.
Yo, we're calling about that South Carolina ball.
Okay, what's the tea, baby? Come on. Was you there for the fight?
All
you know
right.
Who was playing?
All right, what happened was, like, I don't know about the one that happened Saturday in North Carolina, but I know what happened in South Carolina carried over to North Carolina.
Yeah, I did hear that. It was part 2.
Godfather Anthony chopped a Dolce Mizrahi for Virgin Vogue, and Father Nemo disagreed with that and wanted to know why. Godfather Anthony didn't come up with no explanation why he chopped. So, you know, it caused a big ass commotion in the ball. Then, about 10 minutes, people were just arguing and bickering about that bullshit. And then Selvin got on the mic and was pretty much stating the facts that, you know, if the bitch walks, you know, at least one time for a year, he's still good or whatever. So they let him vote or whatever. He won the battles. Then the Ebony, they started cutting up the Mizrahis over that same battle and because of, you know, Father Nemo arguing with Anthony. Then next thing you know, Lawrence Chanel stepped out there. You know, he started popping his gums or whatever. And so this dude named Domino is right. He started fucking up to him. He's like, I'll whoop your ass again like I did previously before or whatever. And so pretty much everybody got hyped. And Tony got on the mic and said what he had to say about the whole situation. And then they said that Saturday night in Carolina, they started cutting up and San Antonio beat the shit out of, they said, Matt Chanel. But then some people, Lawrence Chanel got beat up by San Antonio, but I'm a homeboy at work right now. He's supposed to be calling in too to give you a full scoop on the Saturday night shit.
Okay. You get your homeboy on the line, honey, baby. Get him on the line. We're going to put you on hold. Don't hang up because the lines are jam-packed. Right. But we're going to put, I'm going to make switchboard put hold next to your name. And as soon as you get your homeboy on the phone line, you press one and we're going to bring you back on, okay?
All right.
All right. Okay. The next caller we have is the legendary icon, Kool-Aid Beverly Khan, is live on the airwaves.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you do me legendary, please?
Her phone dropped again. She's on the highway. The next caller we have is 513-410. You're live on the air.
Yeah, that's like what the short awards ball. How do you, Tiana, how can you say the ball was stabbed when they charged $100 for tables and there was nothing on the table? No water, no nothing.
Oh?
I didn't say it was stabbed. I said it was nice.
And the visas were not going to attack you.
You sure?
Hello, Dre. Hello, Dre. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Baby, they was going to beat the bacon off your ass, Tiana.
We wasn't going to do that. We wouldn't like that.
They're going to fuck you up. Fuck you
Thank
up.
You, Paul, for definitely calling in. Okay, she's live on the air.
Who?
Because you're live on the air.
You said Marcus?
That's what I said.
Oh, well, shit, I can't hear. Hey, everybody.
What's going on?
Okay, well, I guess I called to get a recap of Detroit. I guess I'll start off Marquise, Janice, Goddess, you know, everybody. They always treat you really well when you come to the city. Mooka, they're nice. The only, I guess, complaint that I have is the judge is not reading the categories. And when a judge chops, I see this a lot in the Midwest for some reason. If the judge is interpreting the category and the words are there and they're adjective there to describe the category, let's just say sex hour, for example, fully clothed in the wintertime means what? So if someone comes out with a half sweater vest on,
Marcus, just say the name. Just say the name of the house.
Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what house. It could be any house. It could be the house of ABC.
Somebody said, why you don't want to say the name? They said everybody was getting chopped at the ball. They said everybody was getting chopped at the ball and everything, but you only said one chop couture. They said, why you said that? Well, you could say everybody else's name.
Well, Kelly, I didn't get to that category yet. I'm going to go there. I'm going to talk about my grand prize.
I'm talking about what somebody, because you just saw my phone just beat. I'm saying what somebody just said that you posted in, I think, the Juice Room. They said everybody got chopped, but you only said one chop couture. So they said, why you can't say all the other names?
When did you say that?
Mark.
Okay.
Hello?
Marcus phone is dropped, honey. Everybody's phone is dropped because he's switching over. It's the landing voice now. Oh, okay. 513-410, you're live on the air. 513-410, you're live on the air. Oh, okay. Hello? Hello? Yeah, my bad, I got dropped. But where was I?
So it's sex hour and category for you being fully clothed.
Nah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So if your category calls for you being fully clothed, one particular person, Brian Herrera, father Brian Herrera, half sweater vest and a pair of pants and a tie, and Clint Evisu chopped him, which, okay, he chopped him. It said fully clothed. It was on the flyer. You know, for some reason he was brought back. Well, why are we breaking rules for particular people? And I believe that in the grand scheme of things, I think the promoter was basically saying, well, essentially, he has on clothes, but in the wintertime, especially in Detroit, you wouldn't go anywhere with a half sweater vest on without a shirt under it. I mean, it was actually one of those you'd wear with it. So it just didn't look right. I mean, he is sexy, but he didn't bring the category right. So I think that set the stage for the rest of the night, Tiana, with the whole people arguing about being brought back. Had he been chopped and the category went on, that might wouldn't have happened. Now, Kelly, you wanted to know about grand prize, you said?
Yes.
Grandpa's was just difficult to, I guess, to do. I guess under today's new school mentality of it being creative, it asked for an exciting entrance, cliffhanger exit. You had to be all blue or purple, and you had to have, I guess, like a creative look. Father Raven Couture came out and gave a performance, but it just wasn't, I mean, you know, I guess it didn't meet the requirements, so the judges chopped. Alana came out, Mother Alana Chanel came out, and her performance, too, was exciting. I think her entrance was okay, but for some reason her exit, you know, wasn't, the judges didn't see that, so they chopped. No one else ever came out, but, you know, that was grand prize. Outside of that, you know, the ball, you know, it was kind of, I think, a lighter crowd than last year, than, you know, than who normally came. But, you know, Detroit was in the building, you know, they treated us well, and, you know, it is what it is.
Yes, they did. And Jamie, you said the drinks down.
Yes, she did have drinks all night.
All night. That's one thing that lady do is take care of me.
I want to thank you for calling in, Marcus, darling.
You seem like you didn't get with the report you wanted, Kelly.
No, I'm not waiting for that report. I waited for the report from the Rumble.
Oh, well, I mean, I heard what happened at the Rumble.
Well, baby, I want somebody to tell me exactly what happened at the Rumble, honey. I want to know about all of you and Shane.
The Rumble only had about 30 people there, so, I mean, unless you get the right person to call in. I know Father Amari Khan was there. So, Amari, please call in.
Yes, I would love for Amari to call in, honey, because I want to know about these 14 girls. I want to know about the 14 girls that walked for the $1,000 grand prize that they had that night.
What night? Kelly, what you talking about?
Hold on. It was another, they have, yes. All right. You want to get on the line? Okay, I'm about to call you right now. Okay. Hello? I mean, no, it was at the Rumble last night, they had another category market for another $1,000 at the Rumble, and they had three judges on the judges panel.
Yeah, I heard about the three judges. Okay.
They had the three judges there. Hold on, I'm calling the icon pioneer Tony Revlon and bringing him on the line. They had three judges on the judges panel last night. The girls were trying to, you know, mistake. I wanted somebody else to call in because I don't want the girls to think that I'm being shady. I'm a bitter type of bitch. But they had three judges on the panel last night. One of the judges that was on the panel last night was Amari, somebody else, and Andre was on the judges panel.
Sebastian Allure.
Andre was making it 2-2, So Sebastian or Eva or Maury had to break the tie, and Raymond was going through all the girls. Raymond got over with and read the fuck out of Andre on the microphone, called Andre off the judges panel, and told Andre to bring it to the motherfucking floor. And Andre gave the lady that he doesn't work for this little bit of money. Raymond said, well, I got $500 in my pocket, and I'll add $500 to the pot. Somebody else said they'll add another $200 to the pot. Another girl said they add another $100 to the pot. Andre still did not get off the judges panel. Raymond read Andre for filth and told him that he needs to get off the judges panel and come and work for this change because he knew he needs the change to pay his motherfucking bills.
Down the
fat effects. Okay. And that's what happened, since nobody wants to call in here and nobody wants to tell what happened. And ain't nobody going to act like they wasn't at the fucking function. And so that's what happened, honey.
Well, no, Kelly, you didn't tell
I got a lot
story.
Of people that's hitting me up on Facebook with all of these IMs. These messages y'all sending me are so long. If y'all trying to get on the phone lines and y'all listening to the show, just hit me up and tell me that y'all trying to get on the phone lines, because these messages y'all sending me is so long, I cannot read these messages on the air. So please just hit me up and say I'm trying to get on the line, and I will make sure that Switchboard clears the line so y'all can definitely get here on the line. Let me try to get Tony back on the phone again.
Wait a minute, Kelly. Marcus said that you missed it. Now,
Kelly, you didn't give the whole story. So after she said that, what did Andre tell her?
I don't know. So give me the rest of the story.
Andre told her that obviously she was upset that he had Chuck when one of the times they had been broken up.
Oh, my God.
So they read each other back and forth. It wasn't just one-way read.
It was a cute read. That was cute, Miss Day. That was cute. But I think the girl should have got off the judges panel. That's what I say. Because I remember back, I'm still here with us. I remember back in the day when somebody called you off the judges panel, you got off the judges panel and you showed them what you was made of back in the day. Isn't that how it was going to
That's what you're supposed to do.
So she called him off the judges panel, and she offered the pit up $500 extra. You know, hold on. Okay, London, are you there?
Hello, I'm here. I just revealed myself.
Revealed yourself where?
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hold on. Where was this at, honey? I don't know.
It's up there, Kelly. Just look.
Oh, my God. I got so many fucking groups and all types of shit. Is it in the tea party?
Yeah, my little room.
Oh, in your little room. Because I'm a caller. 843-345, you're live on the air.
Yeah, somebody from down here, can you?
843-345, you're live on the air. That was Divine that time. Divine, when you ready to talk, just text my phone. You had a lot of echo going on in your background. Hold on, let me try to get Tony on the line, and I'm also going to try to get Stephen on the line. But Tony wanted to talk, and I'm trying to get him on the phone line. So hold on. Hold on, everybody. It's a lot to knock. Let me try to get Beverly on the line, honey.
Hello?
You gotta clear your background.
That's what I'm trying to down. Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing. All right, my name came out. What was that?
Because,
my daughter.
Okay, she called you and told you something was said on the radio show. Why she didn't tell you what was said? Because we're not going to recap exactly everything.
The reason why she did tell me, but I want to hear word for word from y'all.
No, they said that you shouldn't be out there deeming people legendary left and right.
Okay, well, that's why I deem people from right to left. And like I said, and I'll say it again, and there's no disrespect to anyone, but I was the one that was in the room that helped deem Jasmine Icon. So can we please make up our mind with this? And if we're going to go by rules, can we please go by rules? 1 minute we're saying one thing, and then the next thing you know, we're saying another. Selvin hasn't deemed nobody in 4 years. Selvin played by DeRue. DeRue kept getting broken and kept getting broken and keep getting broken. And yes, I did deem Felicity, and I would deem her again. The lady has been walking that category since 2003. Her first category was Vogue Femme. She left that alone and decided to walk Butch Queen up in drag's realness and has been walking that category ever since. Now she has blossomed and now is walking Trilogy. Mind you, when I went around and asked everybody what was her first category, nobody couldn't even explain that. But everybody is so quick to say things and everybody is so quick to give it. But then they got to remember that I was the same one that deemed Felicity was the same one that deemed the ones that were saying something. So at the end of the day, I paid my dues, and I'm still paying my dues. And if you look at my record, and if you look at my era, I am the only big boy today from my era. It's still walking and still winning. I am the first bloodline of big boys. When Jack and Andre started their awards ball from 92, I am the first.
Right,
learn my history. When you was on the phone and doing your thing, as you being an icon pioneer, I've heard this. When we was at Paris Dupree situation, I gave you the utmost respect. I'm not saying that you can't say what you want to say because you are before me. But out of respect for me, because you was the main one of the ones that would tell me that I would be something. And I took it. And I am something. Now, for you to be a pioneer who I respect, if you felt a type of way, you should have called me. Even if it was the last night, you still should have called. I'm waiting for your call. I'm waiting for your call because that's when I will listen to you. That's when.
This is not a situation. Listen, if you called in here to tell RR to call you, you could have got RR number from RR.
For your information, like I said, and I'll say it again, I don't know what was said. Only thing I know that RR has said something that was.
But if you're going to call in here, okay, you're my sister, if you're going to call in here and you're going to address a topic and somebody's going to address you back, you're going to speak it up or y'all can do this on your own time because this is not
If you remember when I asked you what was said, just like I said, anybody could tell anybody anything. I didn't want to go off or make a scene or flip out or anything and to go off on something that I really didn't know because, like I said, I wasn't on.
Because I know when Nicole called you and told you, she called you.
You're not understanding what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that even though she is my daughter, she told me what she told me.
Called you, and I know Nicole told you verbatim, word for word, exactly what was said. Okay, if you want to come up here and address what you need to address. We're not gonna come up here talking about, you know my number. Call me. We can talk about this.
Like I said, and I say it again. This is how I feel. I'm not speaking for nobody else. But to be honest with you, put it like this. Wait for me at the New York Awards Ball, because I'm about to deem somebody else. Just like I said, ain't nobody going to tell me what I can do and what I can't do when business was doing this before me. And business was doing it when they wasn't even supposed to have been doing it. So if you want to question anybody, question the motherfuckers that started it. Because at the end of the day, is it safe for me to say I was following the rules for four years straight? And then let's get together. Let's talk about this one.
Well, I want to just let you know, okay? I mute you Kool-Aid, okay? I just want to let you know that I looked this, I muted you because you too loud and I'm not going to talk over you. I got a microderm appointment in the morning, okay? And I got tired of me losing my voice. I just want to let you know, and I'm going to be the first one to tell you, okay? You need to stop what you're doing, okay? Because the girls is coming in forces, honey. And they're coming for your motherfucking crown, Miss Faye. So if you don't slow down with what you're doing, you don't have a crown to do anything because the girls is going to come for your crown and every bitch that you deem, okay, that you're going to make a fool and a spectacle out those bitches by them coming out there when you call them out as legendary and they try to work a legendary category or somebody else call them out as legendary, the business is going to get chopped and they're going to be embarrassed. Okay, so stop embarrassing yourself, sister, okay, because you're my sister, and I'm telling you this, okay, stop embarrassing yourself and stop embarrassing these girls, because these girls, everybody that you think is your girlfriend and your sisters and your BFFs, Kool-Aid, is these same bitches that's putting your motherfucking ass underneath the motherfucking gun when this shit motherfucking happens, and that's what Barbara Dolores Hunter, okay? So you need to stop doing what the fuck you doing, because the girls are going to come, and they're going to take your motherfucking crowd, and they're going to fucking embarrass you, okay? So I'm trying to tell you as a sister and as a friend, when none of these other motherfucking bitches around here is going to give a fuck about you and sit and read you behind your back and call you all types of names and all types of motherfucking shit, okay? Now back to you.
Well, if you really want to get into it, they've been doing that since day one. I don't have no girlfriends. My girlfriend is the one that just said my sister. You was the one that was there when my mother died, okay? When it comes to this boring stuff, I already know what it gives, okay? So it's not like I don't know. And if anybody want to say anything about it, you can. At the end of the day, I don't even call myself an icon anyway. I call myself the world's greatest entertainer. So this means nothing to me. I touch his heart and I touch his souls. At the end of the day, when I come in the building for them same girls that do whatever, those be the same ones that give. Selvin, are you on the mic? Oh, because I need to feel it. I need this. I need that. And at the end of, let me finish, because I'm about to hang up. At the end of the day,
I am a legacy. When it comes up to me being on this mic, I am a legacy. So it don't matter if I gain anybody. It don't matter if I gain.
It don't matter if I gain. Because bitches is throwing you underneath the fucking bus. Sit back and be a fucking legacy. Stay the fuck off the mic. Only be on the mic when they pay you. And do what you need to do when you get paid. Stop gaming people and trying to make people feel like they fat. Because bitches are throwing you underneath the bus.
Girl, and I could imagine what bus they throwing me under.
There comes a point where we all have to just say, you know what, we have to stay in our lane and let the people who are in the right lanes take care of what needs to be taken care of. And we got to grab this by its horns because, like someone said, this whole scene is at a crisis. And we really need to pull it together and get it together. And that's what it really boils down to.
We do, because it's becoming ridiculous, okay? Let me tell you, I said this plenty time and time again. Honey, I'm going to come to my next caller. Hold on. I said this time and time again. When I came out into the scene, baby, 16 years ago, I never thought about being a fucking legend. That was the farthest thing from my fucking mind when I came out. The only thing that I aspired to be in this scene when I came out was to take a win of the year. Everything after that was a fucking gift. Everybody wants to be legend. Everybody ain't going to be fucking legend. I don't know fuck how long you've been in the scene. Everybody don't deserve to be fucking legend. It's just like a fucking album. Everybody is not going to go fucking platinum. Everybody ain't going to be motherfucking legend. Okay? The girls need to stop and say everybody wants to be fucking legend. For what? What the fuck can that legend status do for you? You bitches can't put legend on your motherfucking resume, bitch, okay? What the fuck? Everybody sitting right here and bitches want to beg to be legend and bitches want to beg to be motherfucking icon. When it fucking happened, bitch, it fucking happened, okay? Nobody shouldn't have to. I own this shit. Talk about voting for girls and putting names in hats and all types of shit.
shit and making girls legends when they film and say, no, that's not how it happened back in the days. Back in the days, you knew when it was your time to be legend. They called you. They gave you the life that you deserve to be a legend back in the day. We need to take everybody, we really need to sit down and as mothers and fathers and leaders of this scene, we need to sit down and get this shit back in control because this shit is out of fucking control and it is fucking ridiculous and it's fucking horrible. And if it wasn't for the young kids in the scene, Rodney and Devon and everybody that's on the phone line, I'd have left the fucking scene a long time ago. But the young kids that's in the scene keep me in the fucking scene because the scene is fucking horrible. It's not fun like it used to be back in the day when it was only a house ball and balls came every 6 months or to a year. You have to wait till a ball. It's a ball every motherfucking weekend. It is fucking ridiculous. Everybody should not be fucking giving balls. There's no reason why in the month of March that it's a ball the first Saturday, the second Saturday, the third Saturday, the fourth Saturday, and then it's a motherfucking ball the first motherfucking Saturday in motherfucking April. It's no reason why it's 5 balls, 5 weekends back to back. All of that shit needs to motherfucking stop and it needs to motherfucking change because it's horrible and it's motherfucking ridiculous. We need to get back to the little mini balls and just the premier legendary houses having motherfucking balls because all this other shit is fucking horrible and it's a fucking mess.
Let's get back to having fun. Fuck all the status shit. That's what the problem is. Nobody wants to have fun anymore.
No, it's all so serious. Why so serious?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just got a message that got sent over, honey. First of all, let me tell you something, okay? A message just came over, and Little James, you said, was I upset because no Couture was asked to judge the motherfucking ball? I'm never upset that I didn't ask to get judged the ball, okay? Baby, never upset that I did not get asked to judge a ball. I gave my opinion, and you should be happy about my opinion that I gave, Miss Fang, because the girls is going to take it as motherfucking shade. And this is for one legend to another child in the scene. It's not shade. I gave my opinion on the situation that you should not have been up there on the panel and why I said you should have been up there on the panel because you was chopping a lot of girls in your same category. The girls are going to take it as shade and that you can't take them, okay, that you was chopping all those girls that was walking both femme. That was my opinion on the situation, okay? It wasn't that I couldn't see you. Miss Saying, if you got a panel, and I know R.R. and Rodney would definitely agree, Miss Thing. That's just like me sitting on a panel, Miss Thing, if these girls were still alive, Miss Thing. That's like me sitting on a motherfucking panel with Dorian Corey, Pepper, and all of the, and Amos, and all of those girls. That's like me sitting on a panel with those girls that started the ballroom scene. Miss Thing, I do not feel at this point in my ballroom history, as me being a legend, if those people were still alive and coming to balls today, then I should be sitting on the judges panel with them. Y'all girls need to stop taking everything as motherfucking shade. That's the fucking problem with y'all. Everybody want to take things as fucking shade. Y'all girls need to get this shade shit out of your mind and say, it's not shade, it's just my opinion, okay? And I know that the founder of your house, James Icon, or anybody that's an older person that's been out way before both of us, Little James Khan, would definitely agree with me, okay? When you got shown, when you got an aura going on your panel, and I voted it as being an icon, should have stuck with that aura. If you got pioneer icons like Michael Dupree and all of these girls sitting on your panel, where do you come in with a feminine destruction and a Little James Khan? Y'all girls wasn't even out when Michael Dupree was walking balls and all of those iconic pioneer girls that was on that panel. That's what I was trying to say. This is what I always take shit as shade. Y'all know when I'm throwing motherfucking shade because I'm too big to motherfucking throw light.
Wait, did the icons feel disrespected?
Girl, I will feel, it ain't even about the icons being feeling disrespected, London. I will feel disrespected. I will feel like I was a disrespect for me to sit up there and Paris and Amos and Pepper and all those girls were still alive. For me to be even
you know
sitting on a judge's panel to those girls.
Kelly, let me say this. What should have happened was once the icons and the legends looked down the panel and saw their familiar, proteges, and they saw that those two pieces didn't belong, someone should have said, where's Alverni? Why are they up here? Because this looks like an icon and legends panel. You understand? So it only takes one person to
But the girls don't understand. The girls don't understand that, and the girls always want to take. Our girls always want to take something and throw it at, shade. The girls always want to twist something and want to say, "Oh, it's shade," and somebody's throwing shade. And the girls want to sit and read. I'm not reading, bitch. I don't need to sit here on this radio show and read, bitch. I can say it at a motherfucking ball, bitch. If I got anything to say to anybody, I'm gonna say it to you. I'm keeping it 100. With everybody. And that's the problem with these girls. These girls don't tell, you know what? Bitch, you know what? I'm getting over with, bitch. And I'm ready to throw my motherfucking hat in the motherfucking pot, Miss Day, and say fucking Miss Day. Because every bitch always think it's motherfucking shade, bitch. Okay? These girls need to sit down and learn the motherfucking knowledge of the ballroom scene. None of the knowledge of their motherfucking houses and all that other motherfucking shit. That's where a lot of shit needs to start and it needs to change at, okay? Ballroom 101, okay? Knowing who founded your house, who started your house, who was the first mother and everything. This is the history and the things that these girls need to learn in this motherfucking ballroom scene today and worry about walking the category. Bitches is so motherfucking out of whack, bitch. A bitch ain't got to pop a piston or a window to motherfucking throw it out, but bitches want to sit here and they want to read and talk, take somebody and throw motherfucking shade. Bitches ain't even got high school diplomas or education, but they don't have a problem with hitting the back of a motherfucking floor every motherfucking day of the motherfucking week. It's no fucking shade. So now y'all want to talk about me reading? Now I'm reading. Okay. Back in the days, I'm going to go back in the days, and I'm going to, since y'all all, everybody wants me to be so positive and everything, let's go back to back in the days when you learned history and you got quizzes about who was the first mother of your house, who founded your house, Miss Faye, and the parents wanted you to go to school and have a job and extracurricular activity outside of the ball. Ball was secondary to you being in school or having a job. Because motherfuckers, these parents out here nowadays, they don't give a fuck about you motherfucking kids, about y'all doing anything outside the ballroom. They only care what y'all do on the motherfucking floor and not off the floor. Let's get back to off the floor and making balls secondary to your motherfucking life. Since y'all, everybody wants me to be so positive, now y'all got me on the roll, and now I'm ready to be positive, honey. Mm. So,
Rodney.
What else y'all want to talk about
Rodney.
Here? Hey, man, I'm never positive. Now, I'm about to give y'all positivity.
Rodney.
Yes.
I want you to lead by example. Tell everyone who is the pioneer founder of your house that you were a long-term member in that you left before you became the father of Prodigy. But the house that you left, which was Milan, your loving house, who was the pioneer founder of that legacy?
Oh, wow.
Did I put you on the spot?
Yes.
But this is what Kelly's talking about.
Before Roger and Terry?
No. You had it right the first time.
Uh-huh.
Terry was the one.
Oh, okay.
It was Terry.
That was before Roger and Terry?
No, not before Roger and Terry.
Oh, okay.
Not before that. No. Okay. Because it was Terry and then it was Roger. And
okay.
Either one of those names would have sufficed. You understand? So when someone comes on the line, I'm going to ask them that question. Anybody in any house.
Yes. So, girl, come on. Let's play quiz 101. Because I know the house that I was in for the last 14 years. I know that Andre is the founder and the CEO of the house. I know the first mother of the house. Before Jack became mother with Heidi, and she walked runway, Miss Day. Let's give quizzes to all of these girls, Miss Day. And she was a white cop, Miss Day. Let's give quizzes to all these girls, since these girls want to know history and all types of things about houses and things. That's the thing that these girls need to know, okay? Because all of this other shit is secondary. It's horrible. It's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Statuses is horrible. We need to stop worrying about statuses and let's worry about other things. Let's worry about not coming because not having all your kids come to a ball because the agency is giving out $1,000 for the house that gets the most kids tested. So y'all want $1,000, so you want to bring all your kids to go and get tested. That's not why we need to bring all our kids to go get tested. We need to take them to get tested because we want them to know, because knowing is half the battle.
And let's talk about those kids who are between the ages of 16 and 18.
Stop going to the carts they have in front of the balls, the Kiki balls, and in the village, and because they give y'all a $25 motherfucking gift card, y'all want to go get tested so y'all can get the $25 gift card. Y'all should want to get tested because y'all want to know your status. Because you, if you do have it, you want to be able to take the precautions and the needs that you have to do to take it better in your life, because this disease is not a killer, because you can live with this disease and live a long life and be here to see your family and the boardroom and everything progress into something else. The girls think that this is a killer. It's not a killer, Miss Thang. Girls, stop being afraid to go to these places and get tested, Miss Thang, because you think somebody's going to tag your business or somebody's going to do that. They can't, Miss Thang. You can sue these girls for doing those type of things, Miss Thang. Go out there and get tested. Y'all need to know, Miss Thang. A lot of girls is moving from all over the place, and they're moving here to New York City because they offer good benefits for you here in New York City, Miss Thang. So don't be afraid to take up the offer of the things they have here for you in New York City or any other state that you might go to. That cure, that medicine, or that free apartment, or that Medicaid or Medicare, whatever they're giving you, it might be the one that's going to save your life, Miss Thang, okay? And then if you find out that you do got it, girls, stop using all the motherfucking K and the Coke and the E-pills on top of your system, top of your motherfucking stuff, okay? Because it kills your immune cells and leaves you open to get more motherfucking infections and all types of things. Let's be real. Should y'all want overall mother couture to take and act like an overall mother? I'm going to act like an overall mother tonight. I want to save a couple of bitches' motherfucking lives here tonight on this motherfucking show. And if I ain't do nothing in my 3 years of being on this motherfucking radio show, positive, tonight is going to be the night where I definitely do be positive with y'all girls. Like I told y'all, any of you girls that need any information about being HIV positive or having AIDS or anything, I've been dealing with this for the last 17 years with my birth mother, okay? I know all the outlets, and I can definitely help you with it, and I can point you in the right directions because she knows all the places to go. Do not be afraid to hit me up. Whatever we talk about is between me and motherfucking you.
And on the other note, any of you girls out there, listen, any of you girls that's out there and you're doing drugs and you don't know that you can stop or you think that you can't stop because you don't think that there's a way out, I'm here to tell you I've been there. I've done that. I have 26 years sobriety. I have not had a drink, a drug, or a cigarette in 26 years. And if I can do it, you can do it. So if you have any problems with drugs and you want to talk to me about how you can get some help, then give me a call.
It's a lot of programs and everything out here for you girls, and you girls can definitely get it. But I don't want to sit here. I don't want to be negative. It definitely was a lot of other stuff that I wanted to talk about. But just by me getting that message that wherever little James sent that message to, Miss Day, and this is what I keep telling you girls, okay? This is another thing I want to tell you girls. Y'all sit and y'all have conversations and all types of things, Miss Thang. Everything that goes on, bitch, it gets back to me in 2.5 motherfucking seconds, Miss Thang. Because bitches that you think is your motherfucking girlfriend is not your motherfucking girlfriend, and they want to see a bitch get motherfucking red, Miss Thang. That's just how fast it is. Bitch, I don't ask for any of this motherfucking tea or any of this fucking drama to come to my motherfucking phone, bitches. When I wake up out of my motherfucking bed to take a get in my shower and make up my bed and to go on with my daily life that I have, bitch, I have 17 to 20 text messages. I don't know how many missed calls on my phone from different states that I wasn't at. The girls telling me exactly what happened at the ball and how it went down. I didn't ask for this. Y'all gave it to me. Don't get mad now because I'm doing it.
Jason Chanel from Cali says hello.
Tell that bitch don't call me no more.
I think he listens to the show, so.
That's nice, and that's cute, and he needs to just stay away from me because I have nothing for him.
Okay. Jason, you got the message.
Funny. Hello. Oh, hold on. Devon, you back.
What?
Devon, are you there?
All
right,
I'm right here. I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. You there? Go ahead. You want me and all can talk because I need to cool off, honey. I need to cool off.
Mr. Vaughn.
Hold on. Jason, you're live back on the air, Jason.
Hi, I'm here.
Jason, you're live on the air.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What you say, Rodney?
Oh, no, I said this is Janelle. I was speaking to R.R.
You said Janelle or Jason?
Jason Chanel.
Which Jason Chanel? From L.A.?
Yes.
Jason Chanel that got me in all that shit?
I don't know.
Yeah, and if it is you need to keep it cute and just, you know, don't bother me because you got me in enough shit. And you fucked up my life, and I'm not dealing with you no more on that level. I'm just not doing it. So just leave me alone.
What happened?
Yeah. Vaughn is a king.
Jason just sent me a
message. I'm in the car with Jason right now.
He sent me a message to hello.
Wait. Hello?
I don't want to talk. Oh, okay. I'm here. Divine. Nothing.
He don't have your number. He said he didn't call you. He didn't have your number.
He don't need my number. What the fuck he need my number for? He gave me a number, a lifetime number. I don't need him to have my number.
I'm lost. What's going on? Wait. Because I said if he's going to have some type of thing, he's telling them that I'm the one that got him in all this trouble with the feds. I didn't bring RRS at all.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that conversation.
Jason, we got to let Jason go, honey,
because
I heard too much, honey.
Thank you very much. I don't want to be bothered, bitch. I did my time. Leave me the fuck alone.
Ruby!
What? I don't want to talk about it, D. Leave me alone. I'm done. I don't even know why you would put him on the phone.
We put Devon back on mute because all the girls
in the chat room now heard that conversation. So we put you back on hold, Devon, because you got Jason in the background and RR is riled up.
But now we have the other Jason, legendary Jason Prodigy, is back on the lines with us.
Hello.
Yes, you're back on Devon, Jason.
Yeah, I'm going to think my teeth must have linked on the phone, but I was just sitting back listening to all that y'all was saying. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just gag how the girls just take a little statement that you say and you try to give the girls advice, and everybody wants to take a spin thing and make it into something negative.
I think when it comes to people sitting on panels judging, I don't think feminine belongs up there at all. And I don't want everybody to also remember that Malfi was originally on the panel, and when Malfi had got up to go to the bathroom, Little James kind of got stuck on the panel, and he just ended up sitting there for the rest of the night. Like, Little James was not the original judge. Malfi was sitting up there first, and then Little James had replaced Malfi when Malfi had went to the bathroom or whatever, and, you know, Little James had just stayed on the panel. But I don't think Feminine Destruction has earned any right to be sitting on any panel whatsoever. You know, but again, it's kind of a touchy situation because how can we tell a ball promoter who to put on their panel? And especially with feminine being a prestige, and Ivernia might not have had nobody else in this house who was qualified to sit on the panel, so maybe feminine was the only person that was qualified. I don't think she belonged up there, but, you know, that's my piece on it.
Right. You know what, Kelly? And I sometimes I agree, like the wars balls and different stuff like that, the younger generation shouldn't be on the panel. But when Little James, especially when you're doing your own category, but I was watching those films.
That's the whole thing that I was saying, because when I was groomed, because I don't know how anybody else worked, but when I was in that house, we can't mention, you was groomed to be on the judges panel. And when you was groomed to be on the judges panel, they said, okay, it's your time to be on the judges panel, okay? Don't chop nobody in your category, because the girl's going to take it as shade. So that's the only thing I was saying about Lil James. I didn't think that he should have been up there judging a particular category that he walked and was being one of the people that was doing a majority of the chopping in his judge a category. And but the girls took it a whole nother motherfucking way and want to talk about I'm pressed because I wasn't asked to be on the judges panel. I don't never need to be pressed not being on the judges panel, bitch. Bitches is asking me to be on judges panel with girls in motherfucking November. Bitch, I don't even know if I'm going to make it next week. And bitches is asking me to be on boards that's coming up in November.
I will say that when I was watching the category, you know, not defending him or anything, but when I was watching the category, everybody that if I had been judging, he must have been in my head. Because everybody that he chopped was a chop to me. Because I was saying a lot of times, oh, my God, they look horrible. And then I would see his hanger go up. I was like, oh, my God, get out of my fucking head, James, because he is definitely reading my mind.
Yeah, they might have been a chop. A lot of them was chops. But that's not you. But you understand what I'm saying.
I do understand what you're saying. I definitely understand what you're saying. That's what.
I don't want the girls when Lil James come out that the girls gonna say, "Oh well, bitch, he chopped one of my kids, so now this is my time to take and get him when he's a rock star performer." That's the only thing that I was saying on the situation.
I think us as leaders
and legends of the ballroom scene, the people who got chopped, you got chopped. He chopped you. He's a respected person in his category. If I'm not mistaken, I think Little James was performance of the year. Just bring it harder next time. Apparently, there's something that you guys did that he didn't like. So why cry about getting chopped? Everybody gets chopped or has been chopped before. Like Jack said a few years ago, one chop won't make or break you. One win won't propel you with consistency. So why do they cry about these chops? You got chopped. Move on.
James Caan, CEO Caan, founder Icon. James Caan, you're live on the air.
Kelly, everything you said was true. Everything you said was true, and I understand how you feel, and that's the way I feel about it. Those motherfuckers in Philly, and you know, they know who the fuck they are. They you know, just like this should happen in Virginia when they said they didn't want me riding or Tony on their panel. Those motherfuckers, leaders in Philly, gets together and they get Alvernian to pick and choose who he want on his panel. Because any other time Alvernian will come, I'll tell you who's judging. When a motherfucker asks you who you want from your house, I knew it was some type of shade going on. You know, but what you said was totally correct. And I told my kids, if Steve wasn't gonna be there for New York, then we just wouldn't have a representative. Just take one on the chin. You know, if you still want to go, go. But I already told them how that ball was going to be with those judges. And what you said was true. Because if I had been on anybody's panel and you got two motherfuckers sitting up there, statement style, moons, or whatever the fuck they are, I would ask them what the fuck they doing sitting up there. And I don't give a fuck who ball it is. That's just disrespectful. If you got Icons and Legends, you got two other people standing, my child or not, it don't make a fucking difference. It don't make a difference because it's just what it is. It what it is. What you said was true, and I don't really think they ever didn't tell Lil James exactly where you was going with this, because that's going to happen, and that's the same thing I was saying about doing these talk shows. When you get on the talk show and start talking about people, when you go down the runway in a ball, it's the same thing. It just keep a lot of confusion started. And I agree with you, what you said 100%. Lil James shouldn't have been up there. If Marcy got off the panel, it shouldn't have been a representative up there. It just what it was. It shouldn't have been up there. I agree with you 100%. It made sense. I understood where you was coming from. And I told them this, you know, time after time after time after time. And I mean, it is what it is. I agree.
It's just crazy. When people take things, this is the thing. Look, call in here and ask exactly what happened. Don't always want to take what they hear from here and only want to take pieces back to people, and then people start reading and they don't know the whole story. But then when they go back and they listen to the show tomorrow or the next day, then they say, oh, well, Kelly didn't read or anything. She was just voicing her opinion. Y'all got, my number is an open book, okay? Anybody can have, you can hit me up on Facebook and ask me exactly what was said, bitch. I'm not trying to be shady to anyone. I'm just voicing an opinion. But hold on, James and everybody. Y'all stay right there with us. We have the icon pioneer, Tony Revlon, father of all fathers, is on the phone lines with us.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Tony, you're live on the air.
Hey, Devon, London, James, Jason, Kelly. Who else? Who else on that? I'm missing somebody.
Yes,
in the back.
I
said Rodney already.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I was listening to everything, and I'm going to start off with, like, this group that me and Jason started, the Real Legends and Icon group. At first, I was going to delete that group, but then a lot of people said, no, keep that group. Oh, wait. Before I go any further, is Marcus on his phone?
No, Marcus is not on the phone.
Well, Kelly, I told you to call me when that bitch was on the motherfucking phone.
I'm calling you. Your phone kept being busy. We called you 5 times.
Okay, but the Real Legends and Icon group goes like this. I don't want no one to think that I'm being shady to anybody. It goes just like how Devon said. You have to be invited to the group. And how this go, me, like, I had 3 people invite. I invited my 3. Jason had his. Fred had his, Howard had his, and Devon just got invited to the group, so her acceptance was accepted, so that means she has 3 times, I mean 3 people. Now, such as it goes like this, let's say, I'm misusing this, I invited Rodney, and Rodney is in the group, but then somebody has a problem with Rodney's status. If someone have a problem with Rodney's status, that means Rodney would have to be deleted out of that group. Not saying that Rodney's status is being taken. It's not being taken. He just is like a sister as a Real Legend and Icon concerning this group here. Now, when I spoke to numerous of people, everybody was like, okay, Tony, that's nice because someone needs to put a stop to all of these Legends and Icons. Now, I also heard when Kelly got on the phone, when Selvin got on the phone and all of that. People have to realize that people talked about me, Rodney, Man, Kelly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Me, I don't take nothing to the heart no more, because that's just how people are. You know, it's just like how Kelly said, people sit in your face, but then as soon as they leave you, they're getting right on the phone where their girlfriend doing some negative shit. It's just like how this weekend was. It was horrible, just like how the Revlons and the Chanels is going through it in VA, now they're going through it in South Carolina. It's just like how someone from Howard of the House Chanel, which is one of my children that no one knows, posted what they put in that day group concerning us, the House of Revlon, inside their group, and then what I did, I posted on my wall, I spoke to Fred, I spoke to Neil, I spoke to even Shay Shay, you know, and that stuff is over with concerning that. What we're dealing with right now is the stuff in South Carolina and North Carolina. Now, we have so many people that was not there, was not at that ball Friday, that's carrying on to Saturday, and we have to realize, and this is to the mothers, fathers of the House of Chanel and me. Anyone could say, anyone got on the Carolina group would tell you, I'm not trying to get this shit started. What I've been trying to do is calm the shit down. You have a bunch of other, like, I guess they call them Facebook gangsters that's running their mouth. You got other people that was not even at the ball doing fighting the next day. You wasn't there. You don't know what happened. You're going by what he say, she say. And that's what's prolonging this this feud against the Revlons and the Chanel. Now I'm going to say this, and I already spoke to Fred, and I spoke to Neil already. I'm like this. You know who's the shit starter of your house, and that's just point blank. Just like Milan, I kicked her out of my house because I felt that what she did was a very disrespectful to me. Now, me, however the house of Chanel handle it, they handle it their way. But I handle my house my way, and I delete it from my whole house. Now, the Chanels know, because the Revlons and the Chanels, for years in the Carolinas, have never, ever had a motherfucking problem with each other. Never, ever. So now, for this last year, is a big problem with the Revlons and the Chanel. And I'm also going to say this. People need to realize this also, that you can have a group of people that you think is your friends. It's just like, if I'm talking about Rodney to Juju, I don't know how Juju and Rodney relationship is. So therefore, whatever I said about Rodney, Juju can go back and tell Rodney. So what I'm saying, that little shit... one thing about me, I'm not like a marker saying I'm not going to name no name. That little shit that Anthony tried in North Carolina Saturday, telling the Cons, the Chanels, and the Ebonys to attack the Revlons, Anthony, that was some fucked up shit, because just last week he was asking us to be in our motherfucking house. So that shit was a very disrespectful to me. Okay, the week of my ball, you stayed in our hotel motherfucking room. Okay? We took care of you. We put food in your motherfucking mouth. So therefore, that little fake and phony shit you did was very fucked up. And the second one, you got to remember one thing, Anthony. I come from the House of Ebony. Okay? Where Richard, C-Hag, Larry, them are my parents. The House of Cards, we may have went through our shit, but James is my brother and have a lot of gay children inside the House of Cards also. Chanel's, I have a lot of gay children inside the House of Chanel. But now, Anthony, you want to try something, why the fuck did you knock Nemo in his motherfucking face Friday when Nemo stepped to you and you going to stand up like a bitch in Cor Roster? If someone stepped to me, I'm going to handle my motherfucking business right then and there. I'm not gonna call no next motherfucking nigga to take care of my business.
My phone keeps dying. I'm about to hang up off my cell phone, and I'm gonna call back.
What you say, Kelly?
Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead. Sorry, I'm talking on my house phone. Sorry.
And the reason I'm really mad, this is to all of y'all. Why I'm mad? This is just some fake ass shit that people be doing and not knowing that they starting a bunch of shit with and not thinking or caring about the upper power. Because me and Fred, that's my fucking child, yo. Me and Neil is cool. And this goes to the House of Revlon and this goes to the House of Chanel. Y'all starting some motherfucking shit that I don't think the lower level people is ready for it. And that's some real shit there. Because of the fact, I mean, Corey's my child, Soda, I mean, y'all need to, and this is real shit. Y'all need to stop all of that bullshit. And that one motherfucking individual knows the fuck I'm talking to. Stop all of that bullshit because honestly, you're not ready for it. You're not ready for it. So just kill it, yo. Just kill it, and I'm keeping it real. I have been really motherfucking nice. It's just like that guy said, I got on the mic, and if y'all was there, I said a speech to the whole Carolinas. I've been here for going on 18 months. I said a speech to all of y'all, and it wasn't nothing negative. It was something positive for all of y'all. So therefore, for Milan Revlon to come out and do the opposite of what I said, that's one of the reasons he kicked out. The second reason he got kicked out of my motherfucking house, he had my house fighting for him, but then when my house went to motherfucking North Carolina Club Saturday, that bitch stayed his ass home in the motherfucking house for my Sertonio on them to be fighting his motherfucking battles. I'm not dealing with that bullshit. If the Chanel, Prodigies, the Mizrahis, of course, the Couture, y'all deal with, if y'all want to deal with people negative in your house, y'all do that. But I'm asking y'all, if y'all going to keep them negative people in your house, let them bitches know. Don't step the fucking Father Tony. And that's some real shit here. And that's real. Because I'm a peacemaker. I got rid of all the troublemakers in my house. I cleaned my house out. 75 motherfucking members I deleted. I don't have time. It's just like they said, we have to start within our house to even get the ballroom scene better. And that's just some real shit. And I'm going to also say this. People could deem who the fuck they want to deem. Everybody wants this power struggle. If I'm on the panel and I don't see the motherfucker deem, whoever you're deemed, I will chop them. Because if they was not done the right way, and then if they come up and I don't feel that they should have that status, I don't give a fuck who deemed them. I'm going to chop them. And that's just point. Because I've been in this team after, this is me next. I'll follow after them. Everyone else, follow after me. And I'm not going to keep taking this disrespect by people just deeming motherfuckers without the right way. Okay, now everybody keeps saying, oh, yeah, I can do what I want to do. I've been in this thing for 27 motherfucking years. You know who I deem? Was the twins, and that was it. All these other motherfuckers keep deeming these motherfuckers because they girlfriend. Me and the twins ain't cool. We cool, but it's not like we talk at no every motherfucking day. These are the same motherfucking twins that no one wanted to deem last year. But then if you sit down and think about it, they should have been deemed. But then they don't want to deem someone, oh, they did this, they did that, they did this. Oh, man, what the fuck over, yo? You doing 5 years of some bullshit and you should feel that you should be legendary in 5 years? Whoever made that motherfucking rule up, Jason and Leslie, y'all, whoever made that rule up was some fucked up shit. And that's why...
Well, I didn't make the rule up, Grandpa. I didn't make
that rule up.
2001.
No, I'm saying it to y'all, but I'm saying your name first. Like I'm saying, Jason, whoever made that motherfucking rule, that's where the shit started from. Because people feel that if they walk in board for 5 years, that they have to be legendary. And let me also say this. If you walk 2 years, come back 3 years later and walk a whole year, bitch, you ain't consecutive, then what you want to be legendary for?
When it comes to the standard thing, it's always so touchy. Because I've sat and I've watched. And, yeah, you know, I might have took a year off because I had gotten into some situation that took me away for 10 months. But at the end of the day, I've seen people since I've been out now 12, 13 years that have walked balls for 3, disappeared for 2, came back, they're a legend. Or people that you've never heard of before that weren't even effective in their category back during the time when they were walking, they come back and they're supreme legends and icon bound. And you're looking like, well, what the fuck? Huh? You was here for this. Like, you know this person ain't this, but this status is rammed down our throat.
And Jason, if you feel that way, how the fuck do y'all think I feel? Because I had to work my motherfucking ass off. I had to do a lot. I changed the father shit and all that. I had to work my ass off. But these motherfuckers, and this is no disrespect to none of them, so don't think I'm calling you a woman, that's just a figure of speech. But these motherfuckers are getting these easy ass statuses, that's some kind of fucked up shit. Just like when I read Stuart Post, I feel the same way Stuart feels. I do. Well, what the fuck? It's just like once Kelly said what she said to Selvin, I called Selvin and said, Selvin, just leave it alone. Because more and more of people keep deeming people, get worse and worse. Everybody keeps saying, oh, Weezy, not supposed to deem nobody in the next 2 years. Then the next ball, they deeming somebody else, Jason. Over,
but you know
over,
what's crazy,
over,
Grandpa? If they would do this, how come it seems like all these folks are getting deemed legend, right? Now, stop me if I'm wrong, because I know that I go to a lot of balls and I see shit. Don't none of them bitches have enough balls to walk legendary shit. It's the same motherfuckers walking legendary categories. These people that get deemed legendary don't even have enough balls to walk a legendary category. Why don't y'all just start having more legendary categories and let these girls walk? If they don't walk, they ain't a legend, period.
Yeah,
But
Jason, you already know how I am. If I did it to the Milan child, and I would do it to any motherfucking body, even if it's a motherfucking Revlon that come out there thinking he's legendary or she's legendary,
I'm going to top him. And that's just point. That's just point blank. That's just point motherfucking blank. I don't give a fuck who you are. My mother was still living, and she feels she's an icon. I top her, too. I don't give a fuck.
Because so what happened to RRR? What happened to you, Stuart, and Andre with the Icons ball? And then on the flip note, Tony, what happened to you and Andre with the Legends ball? How come these balls are not given every year?
Okay, we had one in the year before, which was in December. Me and Andre is working on Legends ball for 2012. Me and Andre are doing that. Well, other Stuart, Andre, and RR working on. I don't know, but I do know from the last one it was like a kind of problem with the three, so I'm not going to get too much into that. But I know me and Andre and one other individual who I choose to be involved with the Legends Ball will have it this year, and that's how I'm going to do it every year. You know, everyone's going to have a chance that the icon or a legend to get involved with the Legends Ball. You know, but Jason, and it's just, and this is just some real shit. We cannot stop it right now, like, because people keep deeming and deeming people. The people that's deemed, you have to leave them deemed, and you have to start fresh. You know, and just leave the motherfuckers that, leave the motherfuckers.
Tony, what about this comment that Selvin just made about at the New York Awards Ball they're going to be?
Look, okay,
She's not
trust me.
She's not
dealing
with nobody.
I just spoke to Selvin, you know, and I just told. I had a long talk with Selvin just a few minutes ago, and Selvin understand, you know, and like I spoke to my grandson Jason earlier, and he apologized and he understood, you know. One thing about me, y'all might think I'm mean and nasty, but Jason and everyone knows I'll talk to everybody. And once they understand what I'm talking about, they have no problem to apologize and saying my fault. Just like how you did all with me and you talked about it, you said, Tony, I understand and I do apologize. But at the same time, these people can't keep apologizing and keep doing the same motherfucking shit. Because if they keep doing the same motherfucking shit, that means they disrespecting me. And the people that was here with me and the people that was here before me. And I'm also going to talk about Little Jen, which is my grandson also. I feel just whatever because if I vote him, since when I vote on ask Tony Revlon or James to be on his panel, that means I'm going to agree with Dick James said that somebody in his motherfucking area or corner told him not to have certain people. Now, I would feel some kind of way if they would ask Santonio to judge a wars ball, that you just disrespected my house.
But, Grandpa, you say I can't speak for Alvernian, but I can speak because I'm a legend in from Philadelphia that participates actively in this scene. We can't tell Alvernian who to put on his panel. Alvernian chose them judges. So when James
Jason,
called in here and said that, listen, hold on. When James called up here on radio and said, oh, it was somebody from down Philly or them Philly leaders that said that, we ain't say nothing. Alvernian picked his panel.
Jason.
I got this one.
It was motherfucking Michi who has been doing this since the LaQuava. We all have had a conversation. You have been in this conversation. We have all had conversations about this. For some kind of reason, Michi and a couple of others feel as though certain people do too much chopping or unfair to certain individuals who don't bring it strong enough or right enough to be on the runway, and that we see their flaws and we chop them. This has been going on since the LaQuava ball. So, yeah, this is true. This is true.
Y'all should state names rather than just say the Philadelphia leaders, because
I just gave it to you.
Okay, that's all I asked for, just for names, because that was so general. Well, go ahead.
But at the same time, Jason, that's a disrespect. It's just like I go to a Prodigy. Let me see, who's the newest Prodigy that's out that's been in your house for 6 months, and I go to them to judge the house of Revlon Ball. That's a disrespect to the leaders that's inside the house of Prodigy. That's just a totally disrespect. And you cannot say no one else on this phone can say that's not a disrespect. You know,
let me ask you this. When did it become something where when someone was given a major ball, such as an awards ball, that you didn't ask the mother or the father of that house to judge your ball? And if you're not going to pick the mother or father.
That is so correct.
If you're not going to pick the mother or father, then you need to pick their of the year person and then ask the mother and father if they approve that.
Let me tell you, the proper way, to me, the proper way of doing anything, if they don't want me on the panel, the proper way is calling my motherfucking phone and say, Tony, can you give me one of the Revlons to judge? You should not go to anyone in my motherfucking house to ask them to judge.
And isn't that how we used to do it?
Exactly.
That's the way that it should be done, is they call the mother and father and ask them, do you want to judge my ball? If you don't want to judge my ball, can you give me a credible member in your house that you feel should sit on the judge's panel to judge the ball? Don't call, just ask them or hit them up on Facebook and ask them to judge the ball. That's not the way it should be done.
And the only way to put a stop to that, if someone does that and they know that that child in their house is judging, you tell that child in your house that they cannot judge. And you have two choices. Either tell that child he can't judge and ban the ball and don't go at all because it's a sign of disrespect to the mother and father and that house don't show up. Or when you get there, you say, I'm judging in my child's place.
And how are we going to put a stop to these bitches that never even put a foot in Philly winning of the year?
Well, the Dawn Corey the one ball for years has it's not just for Philly. And it's been that way for a long time. And I used to always be somebody who was so adamant about that, because it was times that, you know, Josh is my sister, but Josh Milan has won Face of the Year down here a couple times, and she ain't never walked in Philly. But Mariah Balenciaga has won Face of the Year down. And I could be incorrect, but I don't think she's ever walked in Philly neither. But it's not just based around Philadelphia. Philadelphia has the Mini Ball Awards that cater to the Philadelphia participants that participate in the Philadelphia ballroom scene. And as of right now, we do not have a Philadelphia of the Year ball. We're working on it. But again, we're still rebuilding the Philadelphia ballroom scene, because down here we have 13 to 14 houses that actively participate in the Philadelphia Ballroom Alliance. So we're working on that.
Yeah, and then I have to agree with Jason on that. The Philly Awards Ball is not just people that walks in Philly. It has been for years. It's just like the New York Awards Ball. They do the same thing, and I would have to agree on that there. But I will also say, I also heard y'all say that something about if a house is not on a panel, that just leave it like that. Every house. That even, I'm not going to say every house, a major house, all these major houses are going to feel like that someone of their house should be on the panel, because of the fact, and this is real, if there's not a Revlon on the panel, I'll use my house, if there's not a Revlon on the panel and I bring my whole house there, that's one vote that my house is not going to get. If this is a Prodigy, the same thing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We need to have major houses on the panel. Why have someone that's going to be completely shady to a house? It's just like how my son, man, Prodigy felt at my birthday ball. Tony, don't let him break the tie. And that was concerning a good son that was judging. And then once I thought about it, yes, I can't ask him that, because he is going to pick the other house because of the problem that the Prodigies and the good son went through. You know, and this, I'm Kelly, this Rodney, Fred, whoever, trying to get this ballroom scene back to the way it is, it's hard. And it's going to be hard. Why it's going to be hard? Because all the leaders is stabbing each other in the back. All the leaders are being...
Well, Tony, I think, Tony, we need to take, and I really honestly do think, Tony, we need to take a stand like that night back in 97 at the motherfucking Mark Ballroom when Andre said no Mizrahis was going to our law ball, and then Tony, you came right behind him and said no Revlons is going, and everybody came outside the Mark Ballroom and stood outside around Andre Carr and voted and everything, and nobody went to the ball. We need to take a stance like that. If three or four houses get together and take a stance like that and say, we're not going to these wiki dick balls, we only go on the house balls, bitches is going to get the picture and they're going to stop throwing all these fucking balls that's fucking up the scene. There's no reason why five balls is back to back the whole month of March and then the first weekend in April. It's
Kelly, I'm going to, I mean, me and you, we talk all the time. I gotta disagree. I don't think it's the balls. It's really the leaders. It's the leaders, the legends, the icons that's fucking up. This is a people that's demons. Who doing all this motherfucking
thing. It starts at the top. It starts at the top. If we're not all on the same board, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. I mean, it could be eight balls. It could be eight balls a month. You know, if people start using balls as fun, just how it used to be back in when I came out, 19, whatever, you know, that's when it was fun. You know, if people start doing that, yes, and I know people probably say, well, Tony, you're talking, well, yes, I have a quick temper, but at the same time, I am an excellent leader, and everyone knows that, and I'm a person that keeps it real.
You know another thing, and you know another
I could stand corrected. The Doran Courier Woods Ball was the first ball that I've been to in the last 6 months that I've been to. It finished every category, and despite minor discrepancies, the competition was on the floor. The girls was walking. The kids were participating. So I don't see what the big deal was about the Doran Courier Woods Ball.
It wasn't a big deal about the ball. But you know what I want to urge? You know what I want to urge, Tony, James, and all of y'all, right? Because besides the runway category in the main ballroom scene, that's the only category right now that the girls is bringing creativity to the category. I want y'all to take and make it to one of these Kiki balls and come and see these kids at these Kiki balls, Tony, James, okay? Because these kids at these Kiki balls, Tony and y'all, baby, when I talk about the creativity that used to be back in the balls at the Mark Ballroom and the Y, these are the creativity that these kids bring to the Kiki ball, but none of these kids want to come and walk the main screen balls.
Because of the leaders and the icons and the legends included, some of us, it's a power struggle, in my opinion. It's a power struggle. It's always an issue about status. Everybody's arguing about this. The kids get over it. They'd rather walk the geeky balls than come to the real balls.
And it's a fucking shame. And you know what's also a shame? It's also a shame that the Kiki kids can have 35 categories and get through all 35 of their categories without a motherfucking issue or anything.
And Jason and Kelly, I got to agree with both of you on
it's they do that at all balls. We got to limit our categories to 15 and 19 categories because it ain't going to get through all the categories.
It's about power. Everybody want power. And please, I don't want to take this as a disrespect. But before all these people just went out deeming people, it was icons and legends. It was no problem. But once we got all these individuals being legendary, all these individuals being icons, that's when the problems start coming in. And
it's a generation gap because I think that the icons, and I can't say all of y'all, but the majority of the icons, y'all never resolved the generation gap. So when you got the people in Kelly's era, in Rodney's era, and then in my era, it was folks that should have been deemed legendary that wasn't. We were getting overlooked. So at the end of the day, that's why all these people now are on this, I should be legend. And like I said, it's a collector's ball. And you get a car. Too many bitches are getting cars now.
Mm-hmm.
Tony's never going to say nothing or pick anybody up for his house to be legend or icon. But, baby, let me tell y'all something, bitch. It's no shade, Miss Thang, bitch. It's no shade to Jamie Blahnik. It's no shade to Teresa Mizrahi, Miss Thang, bitch. Those ladies are icons. Miss Cappuccino was walking balls before these ladies, Miss Thang. Why that lady's not icon? That motherfucking lady, and Tony's not going to say nothing about it because she's in his house. That lady is still body, sex, siren, and face at her age, and I know she has to be in her late 40s, Miss Thang. Why that lady's not fucking icon yet?
Well, let's take it a step further. How about Joy Prodigy? Joy Prodigy has dominated body before any of them girls that had dominated body. She's not an icon, but I will say that Jamie, single-handedly, besides Teresa, has earned her right as being the only woman in the scene to consistently walk, to consistently serve, to battle femme queens, unbothered, dominated, multiple categories besides women's face, best dress, foot and eye. This lady has... She's earned her icon status. No shade.
I'm saying the cappuccino is up there in that bracket. And I think that that lady, that's the problem. It's a lot of people that should be in the bracket that they're supposed to be in, but they're not in. But we're worried about all of these new generation girls. Let's fix that first before we try to go on and fix all this shit that's already fucked up.
And then even look at this a step further, Jason, in Philadelphia, we don't even have that many icons down here. We should, i.e. Tiny Cartier. That's somebody that's been walking balls and serving best dress in fashion back with Tyra Supreme and all those girls. She's not an icon, and she should be one, too.
I feel the same way about her, too. Before we try to fix everything that's going on now.
But what really, and another thing is all the demons that messed up. And another thing that really stopped, that fucked up the status, is once the Legends Ball stopped. Once I took that 2.5 years break, that's when it really got fucked up, because me and Andre used to do all that demon and all that stuff at the Legends Ball. So I guess once all of that stopped, people was just deeming everybody. You know, there's certain people that I know that's legends, certain people that I know that's icons, it's well-deserved. It's well-deserved, and I let them know it's well-deserved. You got demon, I ain't saying shit to you, you know. It's a problem there. That's just that. You know, I mean, I'm just going to keep it real, and that's what my group is all about. The real one, and just like I said before, I'm not taking nobody's status because I don't give a fuck about no power or anything like that, is that your status will remain. You can still walk whatever you want to walk. You know, whatever legendary category, me and Jason had a long talk today about it. Like I told Jason, it's about us keeping it real here. In this group here, it's about us keeping it real. If there's, like, Jason put someone in the group today, our question, so that person was deleted. He called me back. He explained it to me. His personal history. It wasn't satisfied enough to me. So that person was still deleted out of the group. You know, and that's just how it is. And you know, it's a lot of people that's requesting it up there. It's still there. You know, and to me and other people talk about it. Once I put their name out in the group, if there's anybody question about that, I cannot put you in that group unless that person go back and put the individual history. That's why Divine said, yes, I liked it. Everybody liked it. I even said, when me and Jason were talking, I said, do you think that's a good idea, Jason? Yes, Grandpa. I said, that's an excellent idea. And I told him, we have to be real. You know, we can't, no matter if we hurt their feelings, you're just not in this group. You know, but you are a legend. You still, if there's an icon that comes in this group, invited in this group, and if someone questions their status, they got to get out of the group. You know, because I feel majority people.
So why I'm not in the group? No one put my name in?
Fred, first person he invited to the group was Divine. My 3 invites is already up. I think Jason's is already up. People have, I mean, Fred, after, I mean, whoever's going to invite you to the group. I mean, my people's up. My 3 people's already up, you know. And it's a lot of administrators in the group and all of that, you know. And it's, I mean, my thing is I don't want nobody to take it as being disrespectful. We're not being disrespectful.
I don't take it as disrespect. I just feel that, you know, you're trying to do something different, and mm-hmm. it's something that has to have a principle. You have to stand for something or fall for anything, and all you're doing is setting a principle. And I don't have nothing. No disrespect for that.
Harold, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Tony, Lottie,
hey,
Jason, and whoever else, I wasn't sure. Kelly, I wanted to ask a question because I have posted this in a group. And a lot of times I hear people talking about this individual needs to be an icon because they came out. One of the things I think that's a problem in the scene is that, you know, what qualifications are people looking at to determine when a person should move from being a legend to being an icon? Because this is just my personal opinion. When I look at a person, you know, becoming an icon, or I look at the icons that preceded myself that, you know, there when I look at the Tonys, when I look at Andre, when I look at Jack, when I look at, you know, RR, I look at these people as individuals that are steering the ballroom scene, that very, you know, whether it's the balls that they're having, whether it's the institutions, the houses that they're putting out there, the leaders that they're developing under them, to me, that is the measurement of an individual being an icon. You know, I mean, no disrespect to any of the individuals that you might have mentioned, Kelly, but when you have these people and they achieve legendary status and then they're no longer participating in the scene just because someone has come along a few years after them and, you know, they've been involved in the scene and they've done things, that isn't a slight to them. I think that's one of the things that's really kind of pushing this whole status thing is that we're almost making it seem like if you don't become this, then it's a bad thing. If you participate in the ballroom scene 10 years and you don't become a legend, then it's a bad thing. No, it's not. It's not. Because legendary means you were exceptional in your category. You stood out over that period of time. When you become an icon, you know, you are a person that has shaped and molded the scene. You know, you were a steward. You were what, not in the same capacity as, you know, Dory and Pepper, whatever, but to your generation, that's what you were, you know, you're the same thing that they were to their generation. So, you know, I just think that, you know, we need to get to a point where people clearly understand, you know, why people are ascending to the next level.
Right. But I have a more, what I'm going to say on that there, you see what you just explained is legendary. Legendary. Everyone going, people, and this is like you said, and don't take no more than that, they going from legendary to icon. Y'all forgetting all about legend. These people are being legendary, and then they're going straight to being an icon. This is legendary, a legend, an icon. No one's going from legendary to being a legend. They're going straight to icon now.
So what I'm confused about, and I always ask this, and I was under the impression that once you went into the Hall of Fame, that is when you became an icon. When did that get separated to where as though you're a Hall of Famer and you're an icon? Because for a long time, you weren't an icon until you went into the Hall of Fame. When did that get switched?
They got switched when the girls needed girls to come to the ball mistake, so they made them, they put them in the Hall of Fame so they could have their house and all their girlfriends come to the ball.
Who you talking about, Kelly?
Y'all know who the fuck I'm talking about, bitch. I've been back in the motherfucking back doors for years, Mistake Girl. Y'all already know I know all the ins and the outs and all the motherfucking tricks, bitch. I was there.
Come on, Kelly. Push that baby. We see the head.
Baby, you already know, baby girl, honey. The same
what's
way how bitch
you
money, who gonna get decided that Oscar's gonna be in the Hall of Fame so the whole Oscar come so it could generate revenue, bitch, please.
Hey everybody, I'm back once again. Everybody, good night.
Yeah,
Rodney,
Tony,
yes.
Kelly, I have to get up for work in the morning, so I got to bid you all a good night. Tony, I hope you give me a call soon. I'd like to talk with you.
All right, then I got you.
We want to invite you. Don't be like that.
No, it's not that. I'm not. I'm just tired. I have to get up in the morning. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just. Yeah.
All right, Tony. I'll call you. This week, yeah, I promise.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night, everybody.
Rodney.
Good night.
Yes, question, why didn't you invite somebody yet?
Because I love my computer at work, and I'm on my phone all day. So I can't do it from my phone.
Baby. Yeah, I can see
it. I go back to work in the morning, so I can do it sometime tomorrow when I get a chance.
It's a mess, honey. All of this shit is a mess, honey, baby. Please, honey.
And it's just like James. I mean, honestly, no matter how much we try and try, James
James Caan, James Icon, Rodney, Kelly, Andre. It's just a mess. And that's just real. We the people that's trying to fix it, we need to realize it's just fucked up. It just fucked up. And it was kind of sort of what Kelly said. If we go back 2 years ago and take all them bitches back that who started that demon, it might go back to a good way. But then who have the time to do all that, to go around doing all
I think
that
we should
again?
Just move forward as to what it's going to be now. Start having more legendary categories. If these girls are feeling legendary fire, have these bitches walk these legendary categories and just let the ball flow.
You're saying having like legendary performance, legendary run with legendary real.
Yeah, because that's the problem. If you noted, it's the same people, when they have these legendary categories, the same people is walking. They all Facebook screaming, I'm a legend, respect me, I'm a legend, I did this. But when they have a legendary category, you're on the sideline clapping for the girl that's walking. Well, you should be on the floor battling this bitch unbothered. They're not going to do it. They are not going to do it. Some of these girls knew they slipped through the cracks. Some of these people knew they don't belong in that elite group. So they're going to sit there with their Facebook legendary status and be proud of it. They ain't going to walk it. So why dwell on it? Why dwell on it? Let them have their Facebook legendary status and child, then that be that.
I'm mad, Sonny.
You can't come for a bitch that way. You can't come for somebody that was there that know you ain't a legend. But it's also up to the legends that are legends that know that their status is unquestioned. When this girl gets on that floor and you know that she ain't do nothing and she had one hit single because she won over one bitch at one ball, chop her.
Well,
I bet you they ain't going to do it.
That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. And child, we about to get up out of here because Tony and Rodney's phone has just dropped and they are not on the phone lines with us anymore, honey. So we about to get up out of here. We're definitely going to be back here tomorrow. Harold, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Good night, everybody. Be
Jason,
safe.
Jason, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Good night, everybody.
James, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Mm-hmm.
My fab girlfriend, Miss London, can you say goodnight to the girls? London?
Oh, nighty night.
Oh, because I was about to read you down, honey, okay? Baby, I want to thank everybody that definitely did come and be a part of the show here tonight. We're definitely going to be live back on air tomorrow because I know a lot of girls probably wasn't listening to the show or could not get on the phone lines, bitch. So whatever the topic may be tomorrow, it may be, but we will definitely be live here on the air tomorrow to get to the bottom of all of this shit, because I know girls still got things that they want to talk about and still want to discuss things. And I'm glad that, you know, the statement was made and then we changed the topic into something positive, Miss Thing. And like I told y'all girls, I can be Jerry Springer or I can be Oprah Winfrey at the drop of a dime, honey. It's whatever I want to be. I'm a chameleon. But I love you all for loving me. I am the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever club you definitely do go into tonight, please, if you take somebody home with you, stop at the bar or stop at the corner store and get yourself a condom and definitely do wrap it up, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And we'll be live back here on the air tomorrow night. I love you all. Good night.
Come again. Come again. Come again. Come again. Come again. Come again.
Who runs this papa? 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 Who runs this papa?
Major Lazer.
I am the voice. You have no choice.